North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Company and affiliates.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review, our overview from the DJB perspective of the charts, the stories, the people. Every week, Talkers Magazine does the work, does the research, and we on the DJB program get to spend time taking apart the various issues. Joining me now, Victoria Keelan from the DJV program, Jay Kirshner, and also John Harper comes to us from one of our affiliates, WMEL on the Space Coast. Always glad to happy to have him in attendance because he always has great pithy things to say. I'm going to go through the story list and the people list, and then we'll pick some of the things. I'm actually going to ask, I always try to do this differently every week. So I'm going to ask Victoria and Jay and John to tell me what they think of the stories is the most important to them. Which one has the most traction or has the most impact on them and their lives and listeners as well. So starting with the stories first, the holidays at number 10, that's understandable. Immigration issues, number 9. The whole climate change and discussion of the weather, what's going on, is cold and wet in the West Coast. Not bad in other parts of the country. Social media and scams and security issues, number 7, certainly at Christmas time, that's a big deal. Our relationships with China and Russia, a normal countdown issue, number 6 this week. The crime and violence, especially the sort of seasonal crimes that are all over the place, that's number 5. Voter legislation action, number 4. The investigation into January 6th, the Capitol riot, is number 3. All the various conversations about COVID, number 2. And number 1, the economy and the Build Back Better issue, the Build Back Better bill, which seems to be going nowhere. On the people side, Kamala Harris is at number 10. Xi Jinping is at 9. Putin is at 8. Mitch McConnell is at 7. Nancy Pelosi, 6. Michael Flynn at 5. Donald Trump at 4. I sound like I'm doing and a partridge in a pear tree, right? Fauci is 3, Joe Manchin is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. That's the top of the list, about the same here the last few weeks. All right, so let's start with Victoria. Of the top 10 stories that I just enumerated, Victoria, which one do you think is the most important, at least as far as you, your life, your friends, your circle?
Sure. Yeah, that's an easy one. It's COVID. I'm in New Jersey, and I'm in a county in New Jersey that is worse than New York City right now in terms of the number of new cases, and hospitalizations are way up. We're now in the top 5 states that have severe hospitalization surges. But for me personally, though, what's really affected me, not only just because we have more and more friends who are popping up positive with COVID, But the lack of tests, you can't. We have been going nuts this whole week trying to find at-home tests that you can buy at the pharmacy, and they're sold out everywhere. And so we couldn't even get a test for my parents for Christmas dinner. It's been a real challenge. So in our lives, that's been the conversation amongst all of our friends texting each other, hey, you know, can you get a test at that CVS or does that Walgreens have it? And they're just sold out everywhere.
Yeah. I had the people on my farm get the booster this week. It was interesting to see the whole, it was every time I've gotten a shot, it's been a different sort of circumstance. And the lines that were there, but the speed in which they now are able to work it, you know, it's like bing, bang, boom. You fill out the form, you show them your insurance. If you don't have it, the state pays for it, and then you get the shot, and you got a sore arm, and that's it. That's what I've heard, anyway. How about you, John, in terms of getting the shot and the impact of the booster, just out of curiosity, because you and I are similar ages. It seems to be affecting people who are older a little differently than people who are younger. What was your experience?
Getting the shot or the booster shot here in Florida, or specifically on the Space Coast, for me and those around me and my friends and immediate family, has not been a problem. There seems to be a pretty good supply here in Florida. Last Saturday, I went and got my booster shot. It literally took me probably 10 minutes altogether. Filling out the paperwork was longer than anything,
right.
And I didn't even have an appointment. So there really is not too much of a problem down here with the vaccination shots or the booster shots altogether.
Well, that's a good sign, I think, as much as anything else. Jay, you're traveling this week from, you were normally in Nashville, you're moving up to Cleveland for the holidays. You've had a child that's been sick, and I know that you went back and forth on vaccines and stuff. So where in your circle of friends, what is the experience in terms of the shot or the shots, masks? Are you finding people are complying in your circle, or are they still, is it like all over the place?
Yeah, it's kind of all over the place, because I also have friends in different states. So the majority of people are continuing to wear masks, are vaccinated. I have a couple friends who are anti-both, anti-vaccination, anti-masks, anti-being told what to do. I have a couple friends who have not gotten the vaccinations because of their own health issues, that the vaccine may actually be worse for them, but they're still wearing masks everywhere. It's been across the board. I'm fully vaccinated. I'm boosted. I had a pretty bad reaction to the second shot, but the booster shot, I was not expecting to be as sick as I was. I was violently ill for a good solid day, but now I feel like I'm somebody who's really sensitive, especially with lungs, that I trust the vaccine more than the virus itself.
Mm-hmm.
But across the board,
as another asthma sufferer, I agree.
Yeah.
I don't want to take
chances. That's my own personal belief, but there are pretty much people in all different camps that are in my life. I almost lost somebody who is double vaxxed, boosted, 40 years old, like 2% body fat, and she found herself hospitalized with it.
Wow. All right. So while we've got you, Jay, I asked Victoria what the number one story was for her this week. Are you in agreement with her from the list of 10, or do you have another one that you think?
Definitely COVID. COVID is definitely important in our lives. But also, based on where I am, the whole climate discussion, these tornadoes that happened in December, it is, yes, we are in Tornado Alley in a sense, but this isn't normal for December. We had a couple really close calls back-to-back that it's just, this is astounding. This is not normal December weather in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so that's number 8 this week. It is not. Now you've had, and by the way, why don't you, as long as we are talking about that for a moment, you found a charity. When we look at the list here, scams a big problem. Some of the charities that have come about as a result of what happened in the South, in Kentucky, Tennessee, to a lesser extent, we came up with some, and at Christmas time, maybe you're feeling like you want to give to help people out. So what's the one place that we found that we've advised to our listeners would be a good place for you to give to support the rebuild and all the problems that are having to be solved in Kentucky?
Yes, specifically the Kentucky tornado victims. Pandemicoflove.com is the website. They accept Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, whatever is easiest for you to give your monetary gift. Pandemic of Love can help, and 100% of the donations are going to help those families.
All right, more of the Talk Radio Review with John Harper from WMEL, Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner from the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the crash, the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back to our overview of the stories and what's most important. So I asked that question of Victoria and Jay. John, what do you think of that list that we went through? You've seen the list for the charts for this week, the week of December 20th to the 24th from Talkers. Which one would ring your bell more than any other?
Well, all important, needless to say, and people are talking about, I think, all of the items that are on that top 10 list. But I do agree that the COVID, the pandemic situation, is something that is really starting to heat up. Even though it seems to be under control here in Florida, people are talking about it with Christmas dinner coming up and things like that. People are very concerned. So I would list COVID as number one. I would also put on that list the relations or lack of relations with China and Russia. Obviously, a lot of people believe strongly that China is the culprit behind this entire pandemic. And as a result of that, the supply chain has been interrupted, as we all know, and it's creating all types of problems for people who are trying to shop for Christmas and get things done, and it ain't happening. Gas prices, obviously, is a big concern. We are seeing for the first time here in Florida in a long time. The other day, I paid $2.95 for gas, which was the lowest I've paid in probably 6 months or more, and so that was kind of a moral victory. But gas prices, everybody's talking about that, and I'm sure that'll be the subject of the conversation at Christmas dinner as well.
That's another good point. People and Christmas, because the holiday is number 10 this week. So what goes on around the table at your house, Victoria? How are you preparing for Christmas, and what are you doing, as this program will be heard all over the Christmas weekend? So it would be present and past tense, probably, mm-hmm. as much as anything else. But what's the tradition with you and your family?
Well, it's just my parents and my husband and me and my brother and his wife. So it's just the six of us, and I'm going to be cooking Christmas dinner. So we go over to my parents' house late in the afternoon. Well, I'll be there cooking, you know, before that. But everybody else arrives later in the afternoon. We open gifts. We have kind of a cocktail hour and then dinner. Pretty simple.
Cocktail hour.
Woohoo! Yeah.
A little eggnog. Schnapps and your eggnog. That's good. Nothing wrong with that.
No right. Eggnog.
Jay, what's your tradition at Christmas and New Year's?
We always do a Christmas Eve party with all of the extended family that live in the same area. So it's always like 30 plus people. And then Christmas Day, we spend with my husband's family.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's a good tradition.
Yeah.
John, give us a minute on your, over the years, your traditions. Have they changed or are they pretty much the same?
Pretty much the same with just a close gathering on Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day in the afternoon, a big dinner with all the various delights of meat from turkey to prime rib, you name it. But and my, of course, my famous White House mashed potatoes. but nonetheless, it's going to be pretty much the same as it has been throughout the years, and over the river and through the woods we go.
Yep. All right. Well, that sounds like fun. The next time I visit with you down there, I've not had those mashed potatoes. You'll have to invite me. We'll either figure out a way to bring them someplace, or I'll go to your house and have some, because I would love. That sounds yummy, yummy, yummy. Good stuff for your time.
You're invited over anytime. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, John. Continuing with our talk radio review.
The talk radio countdown.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. In your soul, in your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double crossed by Old Sack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life.
Everyone has. And they've said even if it's not directly in their community, it is nearby. Jeremy Wood believes any rise in crime is only happening in major cities that lean more liberal. John Sutherland says his community in Bend, Oregon, used to be a sleepy little outdoor tourist town with very little crime, and now it's a place with just continuous news stories of shootings, carjackings, property crime. And Gretchen Stoller's son was actually a victim of a hit-and-run accident, went and followed the other car, got shot at by that driver. Fortunately, he wasn't hit. And she also added that, quote-unquote, Anchorage is out of control.
Isn't it interesting, as you look around the country, because we have stations literally in every state of the country, and the difference of the fellow in Bend, Oregon, and his experience, the lady up in Anchorage, and that experience there. And I wonder whether it's different in the big cities versus the smaller communities in terms of, you know, we all have talked about what's happened in cities like Los Angeles, where they've defunded the police. You look at some of these other cities, Chicago the same way, and the huge increases in crime and violence. You can reallocate and redirect the police, but who in their right mind thinks defunding the police makes any sense? If you go to Los Angeles, it's a free-for-all in the malls. People just go in, smash, and grab. Is that going on in Florida? Do you have, you don't have those same kind of problems, John, in Florida, do you?
No, fortunately not, Doug. It's been pretty calm here in Florida, and we haven't had those types of smash and grab problems in the malls or anything like that. So no, it's been under control. Not really an issue down here.
All right, next, the trials this week that are going on. That also, I think, relates to number five on the story list from talkers this week. So what do we have for feedback from the question about some of those trials this week, Jay?
Yeah, the notable ones, Ghislaine Maxwell, Kim Potter, Elizabeth Holmes. At Stevenson 30303 tweeted, he believes Kim Potter will be found not guilty. Ghislaine Maxwell and Elizabeth Holmes, however, will be found guilty. At Thera Not tweeted, people should be talking more about Elizabeth Holmes' claims of sexual abuse and whether or not she lied under oath on the stand. That should be added to the conversation. And Morgan Fillmore thinks Kim Potter's trial is going to end in a hung jury.
So Elizabeth Holmes, did she amend charging her with sexual abuse?
She's claimed previous sexual abuse, and she's citing that as part of the situation of Theranos, and it's just a, it's a whole
mess. She's blaming her
situation.
Boyfriend and said she was in a, you know, in an abusive relationship, and that's what drove her decisions, and that's kind of her defense, really, is what she's. And it's not unlike, I mean, Ghislaine Maxwell case kind of also putting the blame on Jeffrey Epstein, that, you know, and saying that she didn't do anything and whatever.
It's not my fault. I didn't do it. Please.
Yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell almost seems like she's claiming Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll find out more as that trial progresses. All of them keep cooking, keep chugging along. Although Christmas, the excuse is now for the next week or so, nobody getting anything done. No businesses really, other than the retail, are open. And actually, it's the most, let's see, it's the second most vacationed week of the year. July 4th is first, Christmas 2nd, 4th of July, I'm sorry, Labor Day is 3rd. We continue with thoughts on COVID in a matter of moments here on this week's Talk Radio Review. Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the crash, the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah. So I saw the 3D stuff. All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/notalone.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Down, what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Second half hour of our talk radio review here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, DJ Veers, and John Harper from WMEL. The whole business about COVID, it is number two. Some people think it should be number one. I think that's what Victoria said. So I don't want to let these thoughts sort of go out into the ethos. We ought to talk about them a little bit, Jay, some of the responses to our questions on mandates and variants and stuff from our listeners through social media. What did we get in return to asking some of these questions?
Yeah, Jared Watts believes if things didn't shut down last year, we might be further along in the fight against COVID, adding that he believes the fear being spread is more dangerous for most people than the virus itself.
I'm with him 150%. Absolutely agree with that guy across the board, yes. All right, so what else are you getting from people?
Elizabeth Mooney says there was too much focus on the whole herd immunity thing that never really happened, and
exactly.
Too much dismissing natural immunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then okay.
There's not enough research on natural immunity. We don't really know. That's a big problem.
Well, and then this one's kind of related. Corinne 843 tweeted, she's not vaccinated. She's been exposed to the virus numerous times. She has taken care of friends and family who were ill, and she never caught it. She's always been tested to make sure that she wasn't spreading it around, always had negatives. She actually wants to know, she wants to ask Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken if that means she's immune, that she's been around it so much and never caught it.
Yeah. Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus are both associated with the DJV program. You can check out their thoughts on all of these things with regularity because there's a podcast that we post every week at djvhealthshow.com in addition to the weekend hours that their programs are on the air. And I think that's a good question to ask. I don't know that we've asked that question. We've certainly talked around and around and around and around about COVID. And this is something, though, that I had sniffles, was it last week? When did I have the sniffles, ladies? Do you remember? Wasn't this week. It was last week.
Beginning of last week, yeah.
Was it last week, yeah. So I had the sniffles, and I went to get tested. I've had all my shots, boosters. I had a flu shot. I got shots I've never have gotten before. And so I wanted to make sure, because this thing becomes kind of hard to predict. I'm not sure that we can talk a good game, but whether we really understand this thing. I think the most important research that came out in the last week or so was something that we used talking about one of our advertisers, folks that produce Calitrin. They didn't come up with the research, but I sort of put it together. Those spikes that you see in the pictures of the virus, those are engineered. They were engineered in that laboratory in China to hook onto fat cells. So that's really one of the reasons, if you wonder why it is that so many people who are heavy, those who have diabetes, that kind of stuff, are succumbing to this, it's because this thing was designed to hook on to fat molecules, fat cells, and that's why more people... Isn't that amazing, John, when you think about it? These people are so... what's the word do we use, the adjective? The scurrilousness or the...
Maniacal.
Maniacal is a good word for it. Yeah, exactly. To know that this thing was designed. And now there's something new. Didn't we talk this week, ladies, about... something new that's going to eliminate the new pill or something that's been just certified by the FDA that will attack those spikes and
that's
knock them out?
Actually, what you're referring to, there is a new pill from the FDA that was authorized. It's the new Pfizer pill, and it reduces hospitalizations by 89%. But the tricky part with it is you have to take it within the first 3 days of being, you know, of having the virus. A lot of people don't necessarily know they have it right away, and so if they're not testing every day, you can't just take one test after being exposed and then just say, oh, okay, I'm in the clear, because it takes 5 to 7 days for it to still show up. So it's going to be a little complicated with the pills, but what you're also referring to is the Walter Reed Research Foundation has been working on a vaccine that's going to be partnered with, they haven't named who yet, but it's going to be partnered with some sort of pharmaceutical, and so that is a different type of technology. That vaccine, they say, they're in human trials right now, but they say that it's good for all of the variants and that it actually attacks those spikes that you were talking about on the virus, and it prevents them from replicating and spreading in your body.
Isn't it amazing how insidious, that's another word, John, I'd use for this, maniacal, how these people have, and I even saw something this week on a couple of different reliable, I was going to say sort of reliable, what's reliable these days is anything reliable in terms of news or information, but that the engineering of this, the reason the Chinese government wanted to do this is to sort of cull the human population, not necessarily just in America, worldwide, the Chinese are worried about having enough food for themselves, and enough resources, so they figure if they kill off a couple of hundred million or maybe a billion people, that they can have a better chance of surviving. Again, maniacal. I wonder if it's true. It certainly is something that you could imagine being true, right? Has anybody else heard this beside me?
No, I've heard that too, Doug, and you kind of expect to see Dr. Evil
right
behind all of this. And it's just something that I don't know when we're going to be able to get control of this. It seems like every week there's a different trend going on as far as the pharmaceuticals go. as far as the treatment, and of course the variants that come out on this pandemic. The only positive thing I've heard, along with some of the pharmaceutical discussions that we've just heard, is that this, compared to the pandemic 100 years ago, is showing some of the same trends as far as the variants of the disease are less and less, and they feel it's going to be kind of like a forest fire. It will eventually burn itself out.
Yes.
How long that will take, of course, no one knows.
Right. All right, so Victoria, back to the technology discussion, those tests, the COVID tests that the president has, the government is now setting up the website to distribute these tests. Are they reliable? Are we going to be able to depend on the results? Because this is a big issue as well, is it not?
Well, I think how to use the rapid tests is very important. And so, you know, testing before, a lot of people will go to a family gathering or they'll go to, you know, a private, someone's house, and everyone will take a rapid test at the door to make sure everyone's negative before you go in. So they seem, I mean, they're pretty reliable. Unfortunately, they're not that sensitive. So you really have to get that positive result in the middle of when you have symptoms, because if it's too soon, it'll show a negative. And if you're too far into the virus, it'll also show a negative. So you've really got to, it's important to get the right timing with those tests.
Right.
But, yeah, the website, hopefully, we don't know the address of the website yet. We're waiting for more details from the Biden administration on that one.
That's sort of a positive thing, though, coming out of all of this.
Doug, well, every Stephan, other country gives away free tests, and so we're the only ones that aren't doing it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. All right. Victoria is here. Jay is here. John is here. I'm going to talk to John about a couple of things that are important to the listeners of his station down on the Space Coast as we continue with our overview of the items from Talkers Magazine, the top stories of the week, the people that are being discussed, all the research done by Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com or djvshow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go on the Talk Radio Countdown show for this week. The story list, all-inclusive, starting at number 10, working to number 1, the holiday season. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? How are you fit? Is your brain fit, wrapped around it? Those are some of the things people are asking themselves during the holiday season. Immigration and problems there to attach, number 9. Situation with the weather at number 8. Social media problems and security attached to that, number 7. Our relationship with China and Russia, number 6. Our relationship with ourselves and the various components of our society, number 5. The situation that seems to be cropping up more and more, discussion of abortion issues, the Supreme Court, et cetera. Number 3, the continuing investigation into last January 6th. Number 2 is COVID and all of the things that are wrapped around that. And number 1 is the economy and how we're working our way through. Is the economy going to be as wonderful as people are predicting? All right, that's the list from Talkers. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The people list from Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. You can find the list also at the DJ Fee. Say it again, Doug. You can find the list also at the You can find the list also at the DJV show website, all of the top 10 people and stories. So the top 10 people list starts at number 10 with the vice president, Ms. Harris. Number 9, leader of China, Xi Jinping. Number 8, the leader of Russia, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin. Mitch McConnell is number 7. Nancy Pelosi is 6. And it would be nice to have some of these old fossils off the list. Boy. Michael Flynn is 5. Trump is 4. Dr. Fauci is 3. Joe Manchin is 2. You talk about a guy coming out of nowhere. Wowie zowie. Is he in the public mind? And obviously in the number 1 spot at the forefront of all of our discussions is most certainly Joe Biden, who's the president. One of the things surfaced this week was the story of his new dog, which brought a lot of comments, both positive and negative. So anyway, that's the people list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Back to the Talk Radio Review with Victoria and Jay, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and everybody's friend John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. So a couple of things here. The James Webb Space Telescope is scheduled to launch this weekend. What can you tell us about that? I know you follow this stuff very closely. This was done, as I understand it, with the European and Canadian space agencies, I think. So what's unique about the James Webb Telescope? Can you tell us about the telescope, John?
This particular telescope, of course, been in the works for over 10 years for the anticipated launch coming up. But this telescope is supposed to go beyond what magnificent results we've seen over the years now from the Hubble telescope. And the types of the types of experiments this telescope can do are the most advanced that we've ever seen in the space program. So everybody is pretty excited about the launch and what this telescope is going to be able to do to science.
The name James Webb, I remember him from the very early days. I think he was the chief administrator at NASA in the 60s, and that's why this was named for him, was it not?
That is 100% correct. That's right.
Yeah, right.
So everybody is very excited about this, and it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. No question about that. Also, if you're a future space traveler, here's a heads up for you. No more commercial astronaut wings are going to be awarded from the FAA. I wonder why are they clipping the astronaut wings? I thought this was something that was kind of cool. Maybe all the civilians going up, there are too many of them, and it doesn't have any meaning anymore, think?
I think, Doug, that kind of is correct. The importance of it doesn't seem to be there as there once was. Going up for a 15-minute flight is something you can almost achieve at Space Mountain in Disney World, and as a result, I think the significance has definitely been diminished. So I think that's why they're not being awarded now, effective immediately.
All right. Now, the business about social media and its impact, Jay. I noticed that this past week, the House Oversight Committee opened up an investigation into Astroworld, that festival, and I wonder how much of that was driven by social media, people, their comments, people, their experiences, the public getting all worked up about it. It's kind of, you know, when you look at the situation with Chris Noth this week, he would be number 11 on the people list, I think, if we were adding one more to it. The idea that the pressures that come from people using Twitter and Instagram and Facebook can be so huge that they, you know, sort of motivated this investigation by the government. Yes? No? What do you think?
Well, and it's not just the people. You have other artists. Social media has given everybody a voice, everybody a platform that they can speak their piece. And when you have other artists also saying, no, it doesn't matter who is unofficially or officially authorized to stop the show, you have the mic. This is your show. And other people started sharing videos of artists who have stopped shows in the past when a lot less things were happening.
Mm-hmm. And Adele, this Harry was just, Styles, yeah. Gwen Stefani. Yeah, it's a whole long list.
Yeah, Foo Fighters, almost any rock band, when there's a mosh pit involved, somebody falls. Somebody always falls. Either people pick them up or the show is stopped and the artist will yell. They'll actually yell at people. Linkin Park stopped the show to yell at concert goers because some people fell.
Mick Jagger did that back in the day,
yeah,
right?
They weren't being picked up. And they even started a chant of, like, when someone falls, it was a call and repeat of when someone falls and the crowd would say, you pick them up. And they did that a few times before they would even continue performing.
Unbelievable. All right, a quick note on the economy, which is number one. The stock markets are up for a second consecutive week. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages were up almost a point. NASDAQ interest, levels there are up over a point. There's a lot of people who were worried about the effect that Omicron would have on the market. Doesn't seem to be affecting it at all. There it is, our overview of the hot hits in talk radio, thanks to the work done at Talkers Magazine, thanks to the work done by the folks who were on the air with me at the DJV show, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and to John Harper at WMEL, and to everybody listening, Merry Christmas from all of us here at the Stephan House.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown with a review now from Victoria Keelan of the DJV program of the top five items that we've discussed on the program from the world of technology from number five to number one. Number five is a focus on the iPhone. What do we have here, Victoria?
Well, this was not, like, the most cheerful headline that iPhone made this week, especially with the holidays, but what this is Apple has released iOS 15.2, and with that update comes the legacy contact setting. This is the setting, this is a new tool that allows you to specify who can access your Apple account, your photos, your notes, your mail, all that, after you die. And so Google and Meta, formerly Facebook, they've offered a similar setting for years now, but Apple had a very lengthy process that required getting a court order, and so now with this new update, You can go into settings and you select password and security. You'll see legacy contact there, and you can choose up to 5 people to have access to all of your accounts in the unfortunate, you know, event that you are no longer around. Then your loved ones can still have access to your accounts.
All right. The next item up here for scrutiny is number 4, which I don't have in my list. Oh, here it is. These things
CSA,
were sent to me
your favorite.
Upside down. All right, so I'll have to edit this a little bit, Phil. Number 4 on our countdown of the hot items from the world of technology this week, TSA checkpoints. What are they going to start doing, Victoria?
They're getting a little more high tech. So Apple introduced its updated Apple Wallet in June of this year, and so they said they were working to ensure that you could use it to get through airport security. Now, the TSA has actually confirmed that this will happen. They're going to start testing this in 2 different airports in February, and if it's successful, then the test will expand to 2 more states the following month. So the Apple Wallet is the first digital ID that the TSA will accept. And the program's expected to expand into other platforms in the future. But instead of a TSA staff member like physically examining your card, you scan off your phone and all the information is there in front of them. So it should make it faster.
All right. Number 3 is a focus on the smart toys that are being given for Christmas. This sounds like a real warning. Listen up to this one, folks.
Yeah, for parents and grandparents who want to buy some cool high-tech toys, the smart toy industry is booming, and it's really driven by a lot of young parents who want to have something educational and not just, you know, shoving an iPad in front of the kid's face. So the demand for the smart toys, which are in some cases really high-tech, this teddy bear has basically an iPhone in it. So the risk is about privacy and following kids around and how much information kids might share with these smart products. So if you're a parent, the best thing to do is just make sure you're around your kids when they're using these toys so that they aren't sharing something that could potentially be a safety breach for them.
All right. Number 2, Facebook is parent Meta. Meta, did you say Meta or Meta? It's Meta.
It's Meta.
Right.
Yeah, Meta, which is a stupid name, and they're trying to just get people to stop saying Facebook and associate it with negative things. But, and here's another negative thing, and of course this is happening right now at the holiday time. Meta is taking legal action against hackers who have impersonated Facebook, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram by conducting a phishing scam. And so they've found that 39,000 websites have been made in an attempt to replicate Meta services. And so usually they're catching people by email phishing scams. So just make sure that if you get an email from any one of these companies, Facebook, Messenger, WhatsApp, Instagram, Twitter, I'll throw in there too, don't answer that email. Go directly into your account, and if the company is trying to reach you, it will be in your messages, and it's the much more secure way to make sure you're not falling victim to all of these phishing scams, which are just getting worse and worse right now.
All the time. All right. Top story of the week from the world of technology is the website that's going to distribute information about COVID testing, yeah?
Correct. So President Biden said on Tuesday that Americans will soon be able to order free COVID tests from a government-run website. We don't know when the website will be available yet, but he said that 500 million at-home tests are already purchased and that the websites will be able to help you also get information on locations for booster shots or a COVID test near you. And so there's a lot of information that's going to be all in one place, which I think is long overdue, because we've never really had a centralized place to go. People are on the CDC site, they're on the FDA site. I think this would be good. If they get it up and running and it works in time, then it might help with the Omicron surge.
Yep, well, there's plenty of that. And it'd be nice to have technology as a help here. There it is again, the top 5 stories of the week from the world of technology, courtesy of the work done by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoster. Over 36 federal judges have been confirmed during President Biden's first year in office.
Former President Trump pushed through a flurry of federal judges during his time in office, and President Biden is doing the same so far. The 40 confirmed judges this year are the most since Ronald Reagan was president. Of the 40 confirmed so far, 80% are women and more than half are people of color, according to the White House. Unlike President Biden, Trump nominated and confirmed a Supreme Court justice during his first year in office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A major Christmas weekend storm caused whiteout conditions and closed key highways amid blowing snow in mountains of northern California and Nevada. Forecasters warning travel in the Sierra Nevada could be difficult for the next several days. A 70-mile stretch of Interstate 80 was shut today from Colfax, California, up through Lake Tahoe into the Nevada state line. On the Salem Radio Network earlier this week, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell discussed President Biden's Build Back Better bill, voting rights, and other big issues that'll face the Senate early next year. Speaking on the Hugh Hewitt Show, McConnell said the legislation appealed to voters before Democrats began adding riders.
I liked the approach in the Senate of putting together a bipartisan group. The president ended up agreeing with that to deal with the popular part of it, which I described as the sugar, leaving the Democrats to see if they could pass the spinach.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin's refusal to get on board for the Democrats shelved the issue until next year. Russian President Putin says he'll ponder a slew of options if the West fails to meet his demand for security guarantees precluding NATO's expansion to the Ukraine. More news, more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A lot of odd presents get given this time of year. In the Detroit area, an animal shelter was surprised with almost 500 parakeets that had been hoarded.
Kelly Labonte, who runs the Detroit Animal Welfare Group, says a man called and said he wanted to surrender up to 80 parakeets that his dad had raised and breeded. But when he showed up Thursday, it was closer to 500.
They were all in 7 little mesh cages and all on top of each other and smothering. And we didn't know how many was there, but he just kept bringing in cage after cage with all these birds in it. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is out of control.
There were 497 parakeets, some sick. And she says the son told her his dad had even more to surrender. She posted about it on the group's Facebook page. I'm Julie Walker.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Delaware State University will delay the return of students to campus by 2 weeks.
It's because of the surge in coronavirus cases that's being driven by the Omicron variant. Classes will begin as planned on January 10th, but will be held virtually for those 2 weeks. The school is also requiring all students to get a COVID-19 booster shot before coming back to campus. The shot does not provide maximum effectiveness until 2 weeks after it's given. John Scott reporting.
Thanks to staffing issues tied to COVID, major airlines canceled hundreds of flights, tens of thousands of people inconvenienced over the weekend, disrupting holiday celebrations during one of the busiest travel times of the year. Airlines like Delta, United, and JetBlue said the Omicron variant was causing the problems that led to the cancellations. Flight delays and cancellations tied to staffing shortages have been a regular problem for the U.S. airline industry this year. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Quick to Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from 4 different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Rusted brakes in braking.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Once again, the memories of this past week lurking because of the research done by Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. The charts for the week of December 20th to the 24th. Merry Christmas to everybody. This is a spoiler alert attached to this, Michael. I'm going to suggest that the holidays are part of our story list this week from Talkers. You can find the list at talkers.com or djvshow.com. So let us break bread together. Let us, I don't know, we can't do this program and have food in our mouth, though, so we'll have to wait and break bread later. I guess under the circumstances,
we could smell the food as we're talking.
We can drink a little eggnog while we're doing this.
Drink eggnog? Eggnog.
Do you like eggnog?
I was going to say, I do like eggnog, but I haven't had eggnog in years. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, because...
There's a shortage of eggs and there's a shortage of nogs.
Because I haven't been to parties in a while.
Right.
And that's where you usually drink the eggnog. It's not the kind of thing you say, hey, I think I'll make myself a glass of eggnog. Whatever. Right. So
plenty of nogs.
Merry Christmas to you.
And to you, and Happy New Year, and Bernadette and the whole gang, Matthew and your grandchild. And it's cool. It's a good time of year for all of this stuff. Yep, no question about it. So all right, so top stories, let's have it.
Yeah, the week that we've just... Memories of the week. I love the way you said that. I have nostalgia for Monday. At number 10, the holidays. And that's tied with discussion about the national psyche. It's a big story, the national psyche. In other words, our mood, our feelings. At number 9, immigration. At number 8, climate change. At number 7, social media tied with cybersecurity. At number 6, U.S.-China-Russia relations. At number 5, race relations, and that's tied with crime and violence. At number 4, we have voter legislation, and that's tied with abortion. The January 6 investigation is at number 3. The number two story is, of course, COVID-19, the Omicron variant, vaccines, tests, and politics. And number one's the economy, the Build Back Better bill stalled. And the most talked about people, Kamala Harris at 10, Xi Jinping at 9, Putin at 8, Mitch McConnell at 7, Nancy Pelosi at 6, Michael Flynn at 5, Donald Trump at 4, Tony Fauci at 3, Joe Manchin at 2, and Joe Biden at 1. And
last week, I think.
Last week.
It was Joe Manchin and Joe Biden also in 1 and 2 last week. It is, from your perspective as a researcher, doing this every week, talking to the stations, listening to the hosts, that sort of thing, does the season affect what goes on? And I say that because normally most things slow down at this time of year. What is your read on whatever events that have nothing to do with our story list affect the story list, if that makes sense?
The season has an effect on it economically. The season has an effect on it emotionally. The season relates to a number of things. However, I don't think things slow down anymore at any time. I think the concept of slow down is a mental construct that we do to keep ourselves sane. But if you really follow it, really beginning around 2015 with the emergence of Donald Trump as a national figure of influence, things are going on all day, all night, all weekend, and through holidays. And that has not changed.
Is it frustrating because you can't really get away from it? You can't really. You can't get away from it.
Well, I mean, we try to get away from it. That's why I said the construct of the mind. We tend to use the holidays as the great divide. Mm-hmm. How many times have you said, I'll get back to you after the holidays? You will do that after the holidays.
It is incredible. Nobody to do business with. You can't find anybody. Everybody's gone.
But they're still doing stuff. What happens is we create, the human mind is funny. We create artificial boundaries and we believe they are real. And the holidays, and I noticed this even as a kid when I used to think about, being off from school for a week or whatever. We tend to think in early December, as we approach the holidays, that somehow there's this large gap between December and January. And the big letdown always is how fast January comes. Like, bingo, because you're so busy during the holidays worrying about the holidays and working, and the extra work that the holidays creates in terms of taking care of plans, although that's different this year, that we tend to use holidays as an artificial boundary so that we could have at least some type of an emotional break from the stress that we face day to day.
It's interesting. In the business world, there are two New Years, especially in the radio world, I have found, but I think it's true in other worlds as well. The January 1st rebirth, the beginning, new beginnings, first of the year, new jobs often start, and a new added, just the 1st of January. But then there's also the 1st of September.
Yep.
That it is the same. It's like everybody's got there's a slowdown, a pickup, a slowdown. The most vacationed weeks of the year are July 4th, that's number one. Christmas week is number two, and Labor Day is number three. So it's interesting how those pieces fit together when it comes to the calendar of life, the calendar of business.
I think September really is more of a new year in terms of how we partition the events of our lives than even January 1st. There's something about summer vacation. It goes back to when we're in school. That coming back to school in September, and for many people who live in climates that are, seasonal, that it gets colder, it's crisper.
Yeah.
Even in California and Florida, the season changes a little bit.
This year especially, it's like I'm going to California for the week, and I look at the predictions for next week. The temperatures there aren't going to be much different from the temperatures here where we are in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. So, as a matter of fact, one day it was colder in L.A. this past week than it was in Massachusetts.
And so if we look at the number eight thing on the story, climate change, it's all happening because of that. And it really isn't, because I can remember going back and forth to California for years since the 1990s. and the weather has been erratic. February, often September is very hot, and then February, early March is wet. It's a little earlier this year, but all these people say, oh, my God, look at all this rain. Hello, you've been yelling, screaming, you need rain, so what are you complaining about?
When I think about California, I've lived in Southern California for many years of my life, and one of the things that you notice is that people don't know how to drive in the rain.
They don't know how to drive even if it's sunny out.
Well, lately, I don't think people know how to drive anywhere. The roads are crazier than ever?
I was talking about William Shatner having a little fender bender in Studio City the other day, and the idea that somebody who's 90, which is his age, is driving and is aware and paying attention to what's going on around him or her, and then the person that he was involved in the accident with was a young driver. And I am absolutely definitively positive that the people who are younger and driving, having had the experiences, they don't know how to handle, they don't even know what's at their disposal, the power of these cars and what they can do with them. And as a result of that, and plus the fact that they're like zombies with their devices paying attention, it's a recipe for disaster on the highways. It really is, in my read of it. What do you think?
I have two things to say about that. First of all, I don't think it's just young people. I think there's some old people on the roads that shouldn't be driving, and that's a very controversial topic unto itself. So bad drivers of all age get under my skin. And then there's some people who are right in the prime of their lives who also can't drive very well. The other thing is, can you imagine driving in your car and getting into a fender bender and suddenly realizing the other driver is William Shatner? Captain Kirk just rammed into your bumper. And it's that one, it's almost worth having a fender bender for that. But,
right.
But more
can I have
so,
your autograph? Yeah.
Right, the guy goes up into space a few weeks ago, and this very dangerous mission comes back unscathed and then gets into a car accident in Studio City or wherever the heck it was.
Isn't it funny? Most people also think that stars of his caliber have drivers. They don't drive themselves. They have somebody to drive them to wherever their next stop is. And Shatner works all the time. That's one of the reasons he's so healthy, I think, and long-lived, because he's at it all the time. He's got a project. He's always. It's just like he's going all the time.
And, moving to California from New York was amazing to me, that you would run into stars and actors and celebrities at the supermarket, at restaurant situations. And sometimes you run into somebody and you go, I know you from somewhere. Do we know each other? And you realize it's a character from some TV show in the 70s.
So here's my story about that, one of my many stories. Most of the time I've spent in Southern California since the 90s, I've lived at a place in Santa Monica. And there's a grocery store called the San Vicente Market. And one day I went in and I was shopping, and the guy parked next to me, had the exact same car I did. And he was in going through, and I looked at him and I said, does anybody ever tell you you look just like Mick Fleetwood? And he said, yeah, people tell me that. People tell me that all the time. And he said, he shook his hand out. He said, hi, I'm Mick Fleetwood. And so we had a conversation. It was pretty funny. All right, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here we go on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. The story list, all-inclusive, starting at number 10, working to number 1, the holiday season. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? How are you fit? Is your brain fit wrapped around it? Those are some of the things people are asking themselves during the holiday season. Immigration and problems there to attach, number 9. Situation with the weather at number 8. Social media problems and security attached to that, number 7. Our relationship with China and Russia, number 6. Our relationship with ourselves and the various components of our society, number 5. The situation that seems to be cropping up more and more, discussion of abortion, abortion issues, the Supreme Court, etc. Number 3, the continuing investigation into last January 6th. Number 2 is COVID and all of the things that are wrapped around that. And number 1 is the economy and how we're working our way through. Is the economy going to be as wonderful as people are predicting? All right, that's the list from Tucker's.
Many veterans have extreme PTSD all their lives.
I know people that had PTSD from having COVID, but are better now. I can't imagine anyone having it their entire lives.
Imagine sheltering in place forever. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, helps these isolated or sick veterans at no charge to them.
How can I help?
Learn more at HealVets.org.
HealVets.org?
Yes. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back to our Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week before the week ending the year 2021. We will do, I promise, as we usually do, Michael Harrison and I, the end of the year chart and the end of the year program, reviewing what has happened during the year 2021, the world of talk radio, news talk radio. It'll be a stellar performance, I'm sure, as you probably already started to put that list together. But it can't be that hard this year. It can't be that hard a list to do, is it? Or is it because you got to weed a lot of stuff out?
Well, I mean, it's what we do. I mean, it's hard or it's easy depending upon what kind of facts you have at your disposal. We don't find it hard. We find it a responsibility. But we also understand that there's a flexibility to it. You know, it's basically an impression. It's a snapshot. The year in the review list is easier to do than the weekly lists because we have so many more months of the topics that the big ones really make themselves quite evident. Mm. And I mean, it's obvious what the number one issue of the year is, isn't it? I mean, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind is blowing. What would you think the number one issue is going to be?
Well, COVID, of course.
Yeah.
COVID is number one.
Yeah,
number one.
Yeah, it's a whole era. We're in the middle of an era. It's like the second year of World War II. You know, none of us were around to experience it personally, but I can imagine what that was like. Very mm-hmm. different than anything we've. I mean, everything changed during World War II, and it went on for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Vietnam War went for 8 years. But I don't think during the Vietnam era, which I did experience in my lifetime, I don't think it was as overwhelmingly apparent in minute-to-minute life as was World War II for the folks that lived back then.
I think it depended on your age. If you are our age, draft status, who you knew that you went to school with, who was getting killed in Vietnam, those sorts of things were right in your face.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But, I mean, it did last. You know, one of the interesting comparatives that we've not talked about here in terms of the COVID expense, you know, number one this week is the economy. Number two is COVID. They're tied together inextricably. And the reason that I bring them up and put them together is because, according to the stats from the government spending offices, whatever they call them, the General Accounting Office, we have spent more money in the last 2 years fighting COVID in terms of real dollars than was spent to win World War II in terms of today's dollars. $4 trillion plus was spent in World War II. $6 trillion has been spent on COVID since last year. So,
well, perhaps that's why people were able to run a whole household and a family on one income, mm-hmm. as opposed to today when two incomes don't even cut it.
Yeah, well, and there's and the tax responsibilities and that sort of thing. And that, by the way, brings me around to the situation with the Buy Better, Build Back, Bunger, whatever this week's name for it is, which is number one. And the impact of Joe Manchin, this week, the fellow who runs the Republican side of the Senate, Mr. McConnell, invited Mr. Manchin to join the Republican Party. How about them apples?
That doesn't surprise me. Of course, Manchin could be a candidate for the Democrats.
Of course he is. He's a presidential candidate, absolutely.
Yeah.
Why do you think he's doing all this stuff?
He's a Manchinian candidate.
Ooh.
I just thought of that.
Yeah, that's very good. I like that. Yes.
I'm going to write that down.
Manchinian, yeah. Make sure you hold on to that.
Manchinian candidate.
Yes. That'd be when you do your weekly...
Right.
You do your own radio program there. You do your podcast and whatever. Yes.
We'll name it that, yeah.
Time for the Manchinian.
Manchinian.
Right. On your the hair on your chinny chin Manchinian.
Chin, chin.
Yes. All right. We're getting silly, but that's okay. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the next to the last week of the year. We'll be back on the mall. Well, we're going to continue another half hour of this discussion this week, but next week you can count on us for having an original chart and the overview for the year as well, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight, for sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Second half hour of our Talk Radio Countdown show this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. You know, as I am looking back at the conversations I've had about some of the stuff on the air this week on the DJV program, I'm looking at January 6th and the investigation. That's number three this week on the story list. And the stories about, like, the rioter who was sentenced after his wife posted and tipped off the FBI. That's why he... That's why he got convicted and sentenced to a year of probation in order to pay a fine and restitution. Now, one wonders how many other stores, like, because there were thousands of these people, how many of them were actually identified remains to be seen. But do you think this just needs to go away, or do we need to keep grinding on this to make a point?
Well, I hope eventually it goes away, but I don't think we should let it go away without investigating it fully and coming to a national a national embarrassment and a disgrace.
It is.
So we both parties are out of whack on this, and I'm terribly worried about going forward, because if there's no cooperation and every party seeks, you know, victory at the expense of truth, we're going to head down a dark road.
Well, the whole business of being responsible these days seems to have taken a course that was different from when we were growing up, or when we, I think even now as experienced adults in life, we take responsibility. That's what we were taught to do. And what happens with younger people today, 20s, 30s, 40s, they don't take responsibility. It's always somebody else's fault. The two trials that are going on this week, that woman Theranos, who ran the blood, whatever was the name of that company? No, her name, the name of the company was Theranos. She's Norton, I don't remember what her name is, not important. And that Ghislaine Maxwell, both blaming their problems. Those are two very prominent trials this week. Both blaming their problems on men and having bad relationships and being molested and, you know, the Chris Noth syndrome, which is another huge thing in pop culture this week. So, you know, at what point are we ever going to go back to taking responsibility for things we do ourselves?
Well, I don't know how accurate that is in terms of if you actually look at it under the microscope. I get uncomfortable blaming young people for anything, because I see people of all ages doing this. Mm-hmm. So there are many, many, many young people who are very responsible.
Oh, I'm not suggesting there aren't. Please don't take it that way. I hope that didn't sound like that. Maybe it did.
It did. That's why I'm distancing myself from it.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, I don't believe that it's a... I believe there are generational differences, but I don't think that you could cast the younger generation is... You know, I don't want to be in a situation of, you know, kids today, rather. Because that's almost a stereotype.
Well, yeah, it is. We heard that before.
But as a culture today, of all ages, yeah, we are in a righteous indignation. Who to blame? Who to fear? And who to fear and who to blame? And that is. That's actually un-American. If you want to be a rugged individualist and you want to have the freedom,
take responsibility.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
You know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so speaking of that, this is sort of, it's in and it's out. I'm kind of interested in Marjorie Taylor Greene. I just find her to be fascinating in that she's such a cuckamonga and yet gets so much attention. She has been boasting about being unvaccinated. However, it was relayed this week that before, this is almost like, I don't know whether this is insider trading or not, she bought stock in all three of the major vaccine makers as COVID got started. So I'm not going to get a shot. I mean, who knows whether they're telling the truth, right? Who knows?
Well,
who knows? These people who said they weren't vaccinated.
Hey, oh, exactly. Yeah. There's so much hypocrisy surrounding this whole vaccination situation.
Right.
But one thing I'm glad about that has come to light, for the most part, not completely, last month or so, last 6 weeks tracking people's opinions, finally there seems to be an understanding out there that there's a difference between being an anti-vaxxer and being anti-mandate.
Yes, there is. Yep,
that's an important development in the right direction.
Yeah, right. People finally understanding what the difference is. Yeah. Okay, speaking of that, we have China and our relationship with China at number 6 this week, and we'll tie that to number 2, COVID, because the Chinese have now, as of this moment, ordered a lockdown on 13 million of its residents that live in the areas where there is a serious problem to the point of panic. China supposedly has vaccinated 88%, at least that's what the government says, of their people, but it's with their vaccine, and most of the outside world has found that the Chinese vaccine isn't worth much. So anyway, they have they're dealing with this. This is something they caused themselves. It's interesting to watch, don't you think? Because some of them on the outside, you can't buy groceries, houses are nailed up, and transportation is shut down. It's really very interesting to get that. And, you know, we look at the rest of the world as to how this is impacting it. For example, in Africa, there are some like the Congo. Nobody has gotten a vaccine. They won't let the vaccine in the country because the leaders don't trust the vaccine.
And I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the statistics are in terms of the incidence of you know, contagion and people dying or hospitalization in the Congo. Mm-hmm. So it'd be interesting to it would be very interesting if they don't have the vaccine and they don't have severe COVID. You know, there are inconsistencies in terms of the ratio between vaccinations and people contracting the disease.
Oh yeah.
But I'm not sure where and what. Because it changes all the time, and who knows what the sources are in terms of their credibility.
Mm-hmm. Have we lost, do you think we're at a point in our life that we've lost the ability to be credible, whether as spokespeople for certain things like we're reporting on what the 10 most discussed stories were, topics this week on News Talk Radio? And so people say, well, how do we know that that's right? Well, because you do the research. And I guess that's, we go back to most anything. How do we know what's in the New York Times is right? I don't think it is much of the time. I don't think what's in Newsmax is right most of the time. So how do we get to the bottom line in your experience?
Well, I think we have to have high journalistic standards again. We have to think of journalism as a highly regarded profession.
How are we going to do that? How are we going to do it?
Through education and through practice. I mean, people have to be proud of what they do as opposed to just do whatever it takes to make a buck. And these are complicated problems, and it takes years sometimes to turn it around. But if we don't, and it's not like journalism, again, comparing times gone by, yellow journalism and lying and crummy news, fake news has been around for a very, very long time. So these are age-old problems, and I wish I had an easy answer other than constant vigilance and strong reliance on education and values that underscore believing in truth, justice, and the American way. I mean, that's what it's about.
Yeah, that is very well put. The Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits and News Talk Radio. We do it every week at this time on hundreds of stations all around the country. I'm happy to have been able to do this with Michael for so many years, and hopefully we continue to do it for many years to come. Time for a powerful message from the folks at Calitrin. Calitrin is the non-drug weight loss supplement that not only helps you lose weight, but more importantly, it really is a very good way of helping you keep the weight off. Once you get it gone, then you want to keep it off. So many people at this time of year, especially, they were taking good care of themselves before the holidays began, and then they just started eating and eating and eating. And so at the end of the holiday season, what do they have to show for it? Well, they're heavier. They got more of a fat quotient. They want to go on a diet, or they want to go to the gym, or they want to get on this drug or that program. Well, this message is specifically for people who are overweight and who are, and the problem with being overweight is usually they have too many fat cells. And if you haven't heard it yet, the facts from the investigations being done on COVID and the spikes that were put into the virus were there specifically engineered to glom onto your body fat. So that's one of the reasons that, according to the researchers, that people are dying more or getting sicker who are heavier, because the fat component of their body allows the virus to stick around, to go, and to stay. So if you don't want to suffer that fate, find out how you can help yourself. Go to Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com. Either of the websites work. Find out how this works for you. Take advantage as we get to the end of the year of the 12 days of Christmas giveaways and special prices, and the fact that if you spend a lot of money on Christmas gifts, you can still order the stuff, and you can use their afterpay option. All of these things aimed at helping you lose weight, take care of your body, and keep it off. That's what I suggest you think about. Go to TopLoss.com, Find out how Calitrin works, and when you decide to order, you can use the specials on the 12-day of Christmas. You can use the BOGO deals that we have, and also free shipping. You'll get that when you use the code DJV at checkout at toploss.com. The people list from Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. You can find the list also at the DJ Fee. Say it again, Doug. You can find the list also at the DJ. You can find the list also at the DJV show website, all of the top 10 people and stories. So the top 10 people list starts at number 10 with the Vice President, Ms. Harris. Number 9, leader of China, Xi Jinping. Number 8, the leader of Russia, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin. Mitch McConnell is number 7. Nancy Pelosi is 6. And it would be nice to have some of these old fossils off the list. Boy. Michael Flynn is 5. Trump is 4. Dr. Fauci is 3. Joe Manchin is 2. You talk about a guy coming out of nowhere. Wowie zowie. Is he in the public mind? And obviously, in the number 1 spot at the forefront of all of our discussions is most certainly Joe Biden, who's the president. One of the things surfaced this week was the story of his new dog, which brought a lot of comments, both positive and negative. So anyway, that's the people list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight, for sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the crash, the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box, put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Here we go on the Talk Radio Countdown show for this week. The story list, all-inclusive, starting at number 10, working to number 1. The holiday season. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? How are you fit? Is your brain fit wrapped around it? Those are some of the things people are asking themselves during the holiday season. Immigration and problems there to attach, number 9. Situation with the weather at number 8. social media problems and security attached to that, number 7. Our relationship with China and Russia, number 6. Our relationship with ourselves and the various components of our society, number 5. The situation that seems to be cropping up more and more, discussion of abortion, abortion issues, the Supreme Court, etc. Number 3, the continuing investigation into last January 6th. Number 2 is COVID and all of the things that are wrapped around that. And number 1 is the economy and how we're working our way through. Is the economy going to be as wonderful as people are predicting? All right, that's the list from Tucker's. Back for a moment or two with Michael Harrison from Talkers about the MH interview. Michael Harrison interview this week. Who's the person spotlighted?
Interesting character named Rob Carson, who has a show on Newsmax TV on the weekend, and is an old meaning he's been around a while, he's not old, radio guy, who's now going into national syndication by Newsmax. And he's a guy that was behind Rush Limbaugh's comedy. He used to write comedy for Rush. And he's a very talented guy.
What time is his show airing?
His show airs noon to 3.
Oh,
so he's another one in the old Rush spot. Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's a lot of people rushing to fill that Rush spot.
Yeah.
That's for sure. All right, Michael, good luck on that, and good luck for the new year. We're going to have a great year, I'm sure of that. Happy holidays to everybody listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
About vine to bar chocolate, it's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back on the countdown now. It's Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the legal authority on this program. He also is an expert when it comes to identity theft scams. We've been talking a lot during the Christmas season about Christmas scams. And as it turns out, the charts for this week from Talkers Magazine, which we normally would talk about, bring some of the legal aspects, Steve, out. And the whole business of scams, cybersecurity, number 7 this week. This is a huge problem at this time of year, is it not? I mean, it's a big problem anyway, but people are getting suckered and snookered right and left, and they seem to be almost naive about how to use devices and leaving themselves wide open, right?
Yeah, and you know, that's one of the things where we often think about the kids, the millennials, and they're so sophisticated with technology. They're almost too sophisticated with technology. They trust it and use it in a manner that really isn't very safe. And interestingly enough, when you see who gets hit with the most cyber scams, it's millennials followed closely by seniors. But the millennials don't have quite the excuse that the seniors do. So, yeah, a lot of people don't take the precautions with their phones that they might on their computers or laptops. And at this time, everybody is under, like, the holiday stress and speed of getting things done. So they're more susceptible to being scammed.
Yep. All right, number one this week on the countdown, I'm wondering from the legal point of view how the government is going to deal with troops who are trying to get religious vaccine exemptions and they aren't getting them. How are we as taxpayers vulnerable? Because if these suits take hold, you know, the Biden administration has said, whether you agree or you don't agree, that's not the issue. The issue is, how is it that some of these groups that don't want, or at least they want options, they, okay, get a vaccine or get the test or whatever it is, but people in the armed services have been told you have no choice.
It is legal. And, you know, it's the kind of thing where not everybody has the same types of rights. And so when you're looking at, for instance, high school kids, they don't have the same protection from illegal searches and seizures. And so the schools can search their lockers for drugs and whatever, and that's been allowed. With the military, really you have relatively few rights when it comes there. You give up those as part of it and your participation in the military. And the courts have upheld that quite a bit. I think there are people that aren't going to be willing to get vaccinated that will end up being discharged from the armed forces because this is something that the government does have the ability to do. You know, there have been some cases and there have been mixed results in regard to some of the other mask mandates and vaccination requirements that the president has done through executive orders. But that really has to do with a whole different world as far as the executive orders and what they can apply. But as far as the military, there's a saying that we have in the Boston area, it's good luck to you and the Red Sox. Nope. You either do it or you're out.
So the Supreme Court has agreed to hear other challenges to the vaccine mandate. How far are they going to get?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I think that you may find a mixed bag on this. Congress, and again, I keep quoting Mark Twain, the opposite of progress is Congress. They really don't seem to do a lot to deal with situations and not in a timely basis, really hasn't done much to protect the public health when it comes to vaccinations. The president's executive orders do apply in some instances, but in some instances, I think the courts will find properly that he doesn't have the authority. So you're going to find some areas where the vaccine mandates that are coming from the presidential executive orders are upheld, others where they are not, as far as the states and private employers. Private employers definitely are in a better position if they want to require vaccinations. But we're going to see a mixed bag of decisions, that's for sure.
Number four on the countdown this week is sort of a review of what the Supreme Court has done regarding abortion. I noticed that the governor of Ohio signed a bill this week imposing criminal penalties on doctors who don't give medical care to when a baby is born following an abortion or an abortion attempt. So where is that going to go?
I don't think that one I don't think is going to go very far because it's trying to change the definitions after the fact. You know, one of the biggest problems with dealing with abortion as a political matter is it's very hard to have a compromise. You have one side that sees the fetus as a person and another that doesn't and sees the woman's rights.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, private practitioner of the law, legal editor for Talkers Magazine, and a columnist for the Saturday Evening Post. Here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stepan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Newly infected COVID patients have two treatment options that can be taken at home, one from Pfizer and one from Merck.
Both were shown to reduce the chances of hospitalization or death from COVID-19, but the pills have to be taken as soon as possible once symptoms appear, within 5 days of the start of those symptoms. That, of course, presents a challenge to get tested, a prescription, and start the treatment. The pills are intended for those with mild or moderate COVID-19, but who are more likely to become seriously ill. That includes older people and those with other health conditions like heart disease, cancer, or diabetes that make them more vulnerable. The antiviral pills are not authorized for people hospitalized with COVID-19. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Fenway Bowl and Military Bowl canceled this year due to the pandemic as coronavirus outbreaks at Virginia and Boston College forcing them to call off postseason plans. The Fenway Bowl was scheduled for Wednesday at the home of the Boston Red Sox and was supposed to pit the Cavaliers against SMU, while the Military Bowl was scheduled for Monday at the Navy Marine Corps Stadium. It's the second year in a row the pandemic has spoiled bowl bids for Boston College and SMU. The Supreme Court will hold special session to hear challenges to Biden administration vaccine mandates.
Moving with great speed, the High Court announced it will hear arguments on January 7th in cases challenging vaccine requirements for large private employers and healthcare workers. The announcement came amid the rise of the Omicron coronavirus variant. As those administration policies head to the Supreme Court, the White House says it's confident in their legal authority. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Two dams have broken in northeastern Brazil, threatening worse flooding in rain-drenched region that's already seen thousands forced to flee their homes. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Now, almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A California education official resigned from her post because she lives in Texas, which is against state policy.
Pamela Kadaki of the California Department of Education resigned due to a state policy that state employees must reside in California unless their job requires them to live elsewhere. Kadaki has served as an equity project manager. She also lives in Texas, which is on a list of prohibited state-funded travel for California employees due to what the state perceives as discriminatory laws. She follows Daniel Lee, a Philadelphia-based psychologist who resigned from his post after he violated the same state policy. Patrick Frost reporting.
Families who've lost loved ones to COVID can apply for reimbursement from the federal government for up to $9,000 to cover the cost of funeral expenses. FEMA has spent nearly $1.5 billion on funeral reimbursement since the January of 2020. That's the date of the first confirmed case of COVID in the U.S. More news and analysis at townhall.com. A key figure in a landmark abortion case is dead.
Sarah Weddington, a Texas attorney who successfully argued the Roe v. Wade case 50 years ago before the Supreme Court, has died. She was 76. Weddington's colleague, Susan Hayes, says Weddington died Sunday morning at her home in Austin. Weddington was also a state lawmaker, a general counsel of the Department of Agriculture, and at one time an advisor to President Jimmy Carter. Jason Walker reporting.
Martha Earnhardt, the matriarch of one of NASCAR's best-known families, died Christmas night. Earnhardt and her husband Ralph had five children, including the late Dale Earnhardt Sr. and seven-time NASCAR champion and father of Dale Jr. The couple and their family of five children lived on the in a home with an auto shop in the Kannapolis Car Hill community. More at townhall.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review, our overview from the DJB perspective of the charts, the stories, the people. Every week, Talkers Magazine does the work, does the research, and we on the DJB program get to spend time taking apart the various issues. Joining me now, Victoria Keelan from the DJV program, Jay Kirshner, and also John Harper comes to us from one of our affiliates, WMEL on the Space Coast. Always glad to happy to have him in attendance because he always has great pithy things to say. I'm going to go through the story list and the people list, and then we'll pick some of the things. I'm actually going to ask, I always try to do this differently every week. So I'm going to ask Victoria and Jay and John to tell me what they think of the stories is the most important to them. Which one has the most traction or has the most impact on them and their lives and listeners as well? So starting with the stories first, the holidays at number 10, that's understandable. Immigration issues, number 9. The whole climate change and discussion of the weather, what's going on is cold and wet in the West Coast. Not bad in other parts of the country. Social media and scams and security issues, number 7, certainly at Christmas time, that's a big deal. Our relationships with China and Russia, a normal countdown issue, number 6 this week. The crime and violence, especially the sort of seasonal crimes that are all over the place, that's number 5. Voter legislation action, number 4. The investigation into January 6th, the Capitol riot, is number 3. All the various conversations about COVID, number 2, and number 1, the economy and the Build Back Better issue, the Build Back Better bill, which seems to be going nowhere. On the people side, Kamala Harris is at number 10, Xi Jinping is at 9, Putin is at 8, Mitch McConnell is at 7, Nancy Pelosi 6, Michael Flynn at 5, Donald Trump at 4. I sound like I'm doing and a partridge in a pear tree, right? Fauci is 3, Joe Manchin is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. That's the top of the list, about the same here the last few weeks. All right, so let's start with Victoria. Of the top 10 stories that I just enumerated, Victoria, which one do you think is the most important, at least as far as you, your life, your friends, your circle?
Sure. Yeah, that's an easy one. It's COVID. I'm in New Jersey, and I'm in a county in New Jersey that is worse than New York City right now in terms of the number of new cases, and hospitalizations are way up. We're now in the top 5 states that have severe hospitalization surges. But for me personally, though, what's really affected me, not only just because we have more and more friends who are popping up positive with COVID, but the lack of tests. We have been going nuts this whole week trying to find at-home tests that you can buy at the pharmacy, and they're sold out everywhere. And so we couldn't even get a test for my parents for Christmas dinner. It's been a real challenge. So in our lives, that's been the conversation amongst all of our friends texting each other, hey, you know, can you get a test at that CVS or does that Walgreens have it? And they're just sold out everywhere.
Yeah. I had the people on my farm get the booster this week. It was interesting to see the whole – there was every time I've gotten a shot, it's been a different sort of circumstance. And the lines that were there, but the speed in which they now are able to work it, you know, it's like bing, bang, boom. You fill out the form. You show them your insurance. If you don't have it, the state pays for it. And then you get the shot and you got a sore arm and that's it. That's what I've heard anyway. How about you, John, in terms of getting the shot and the impact of the booster, just out of curiosity, because you and I are similar ages, seems to be affecting people who are older a little differently than people who are younger. What was your experience?
Getting the shot or the booster shot here in Florida, or specifically on the Space Coast, for me and those around me, and my friends and immediate family, has not been a problem. There seems to be a pretty good supply here in Florida. Last Saturday, I went and got my booster shot. It literally took me probably 10 minutes altogether. Filling out the paperwork was longer than anything,
right.
And I didn't even have an appointment. So there really is not too much of a problem down here with the vaccination shots or the booster shots altogether.
Well, that's a good sign, I think, as much as anything else. Jay, you're traveling this week from, you were normally in Nashville, you're moving up to Cleveland for the holidays. You've had a child that's been sick, and I know that you went back and forth on vaccines and stuff. So where, in your circle of friends, what is the experience in terms of the shot or the shots, masks? Are you finding people are complying in your circle, or are they still, is it like all over the place?
Yeah, it's kind of all over the place, because I also have friends in different states. So the majority of people are continuing to wear masks, are vaccinated. I have a couple friends who are anti-both, anti-vaccination, anti-masks, anti-being told what to do. I have a couple friends who have not gotten the vaccinations because of their own health issues, that the vaccine may actually be worse for them, but they're still wearing masks everywhere. It's been across the board. I'm fully vaccinated. I'm boosted. I had a pretty bad reaction to the second shot, but the booster shot, I was not expecting to be as sick as I was. I was violently ill for a good solid day, but now I feel like I'm somebody who's really sensitive, especially with lungs, that I trust the vaccine more than the virus itself.
Mm-hmm.
But across the board,
as another asthma sufferer, I agree.
Yeah,
I don't want to take
chances. That's my own personal belief, but there are pretty much people in all different camps that are in my life. I almost lost somebody who is double vaxxed, boosted, 40 years old, like 2% body fat, and she found herself hospitalized with it.
Wow. All right. So while we've got you, Jay, I asked Victoria what the number one story was for her this week. Are you in agreement with her from the list of 10, or do you have another one that you think?
Definitely COVID. COVID is definitely important in our lives. But also, based on where I am, the whole climate discussion, these tornadoes that happened in December, we are in Tornado Alley in a sense, but this isn't normal for December. We had a couple really close calls back-to-back that it's just, this is astounding. This is not normal December weather in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so that's number 8 this week. It is not Now you've had, and by the way, why don't you, as long as we are talking about that for a moment, you found a charity. When we look at the list here, scams a big problem. Some of the charities that have come about as a result of what happened in the South, in Kentucky, Tennessee, to a lesser extent, we came up with some, with a, and at Christmas time, maybe you're feeling like you want to give to help people out. So what's the one place that we found that we've advised to our listeners would be a good place for you to give to support the rebuild and all the problems that are having to be solved in Kentucky?
Yes, specifically the Kentucky tornado victims. Pandemicoflove.com is the website. They accept Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, whatever is easiest for you to give your monetary gift. Pandemic of Love can help, and 100% of the donations are going to help those families.
All right, more of the Talk Radio Review with John Harper from WMEL, Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner from the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight, for sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the crash, the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back to our overview of the stories and what's most important. So I asked that question to Victoria and Jay. John, what do you think of that list that we went through? You've seen the list for the charts for this week, the week of December 20th to the 24th from Talkers. Which one would ring your bell more than any other?
Well, all important, needless to say, and people are talking about, I think, all of the items that are on that top 10 list. But I do agree that the COVID, the pandemic situation, is something that is really starting to heat up. Even though it seems to be under control here in Florida, people are talking about it with Christmas dinner coming up and things like that. People are very concerned. So I would list COVID as number one. I would also put on that list the relations or lack of relations with China and Russia. Obviously, a lot of people believe strongly that China is the culprit behind this entire pandemic. And as a result of that, the supply chain has been interrupted, as we all know, and it's creating all types of problems for people who are trying to shop for Christmas and get things done, and it ain't happening. Gas prices, obviously, is a big concern. We are seeing for the first time here in Florida in a long time. The other day, I paid $2.95 for gas, which was the lowest I've paid in probably 6 months or more, and so that was kind of a moral victory. But gas prices, everybody's talking about that, and I'm sure that'll be the subject of the conversation at Christmas dinner as well.
Yeah, that's another good point. People and Christmas because of the holidays, number 10 this week. So what goes on around the table at your house, Victoria? How are you preparing for Christmas, and what are you doing, as this program will be heard all over the Christmas weekend? So it will be present and past tense, probably, mm-hmm. much yeah. anything else. But what sort of things, what's the tradition with you and your family?
Well, it's just my parents and my husband and me and my brother and his wife. So it's just the six of us, and I'm going to be cooking Christmas dinner. So we go over to my parents' house late in the afternoon. Well, I'll be there cooking, you know, before that. But everybody else arrives later in the afternoon. We open gifts. We have kind of a cocktail hour and then dinner. Pretty simple.
Cocktail hour. Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
A little eggnog. Schnapps in your eggnog. That's good. Nothing wrong with that.
No right. eggnog.
Jay,
no
what's your tradition at Christmas and New Year's?
We always do a Christmas Eve party with all of the extended family that live in the same area. So it's always like 30-plus people. And then Christmas Day we spend with my husband's family.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's a good tradition.
Yeah.
John, give us a minute on your, over the years, your traditions. Have they changed or are they pretty much the same?
Pretty much the same, with just a close gathering on Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day in the afternoon, a big dinner with all the various delights of meat, from turkey to prime rib, you name it. But and my, of course, my famous White House mashed potatoes. But nonetheless, it's going to be pretty much the same as it has been throughout the years, and over the river and through the woods we go.
Yep. All right. Well, that sounds like fun. And next time I visit with you down there, I've not had those mashed potatoes. You'll have to invite me. We'll either figure out a way to bring them someplace, or I'll go to your house and have some, because I would love that. Sounds yummy, yummy, yummy. Good stuff for your time.
You're invited over anytime. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, John. Continuing with our talk radio review.
The talk radio countdown.
Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They're donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner, because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students, get your first 2 years tuition-free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer-ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drought. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way, next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading, has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown.
Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We have a number of things that are tied to the countdown list. The whole business of violence, number 5, crime and violence. So what's the question and what are people saying?
Asking if anybody's noticed a rise in crime and violence in their own community or nearby cities. Everyone has. And they've said even if it's not directly in their community, it is nearby. Jeremy Wood believes any rise in crime is only happening in major cities that lean more liberal. Don Sutherland says his community in Bend, Oregon, used to be a sleepy little outdoor tourist town with very little crime, and now it's a place with just continuous news stories of shootings, carjackings, property crime. And Gretchen Stoller's son was actually a victim of a hit-and-run accident, went and followed the other car, got shot at by that driver. Fortunately, he wasn't hit. And she also added that, quote-unquote, Anchorage is out of control.
Isn't it interesting? As you look around the country, because we have stations literally in every state of the country, and the difference of the fellow in Bend, Oregon, and his experience, the lady up in Anchorage, and that experience there. And I wonder whether it's different in the big cities versus the smaller communities in terms of, you know, we all have talked about what's happened in cities like Los Angeles, where they've defunded the police. You look at some of these other cities, Chicago the same way, and the huge increases in crime and violence. You can reallocate and redirect the police, but who in their right mind thinks defunding the police makes any sense? If you go to Los Angeles, it's a free-for-all in the malls. People just go in, smash, and grab. Is that going on in Florida? Do you have, you don't have those same kind of problems, John, in Florida, do you?
No, fortunately not, Doug. It's been pretty calm here in Florida, and we haven't had those types of smash and grab problems in the malls or anything like that. So no, it's been under control. Not really an issue down here.
All right, next, the trials this week that are going on, that also I think relates to number 5 on the story list from talkers this week. So what do we have for feedback from the question about some of those trials this week, Jay?
Yeah, the notable ones, Ghislaine Maxwell, Kim Potter, Elizabeth Holmes. At Stevenson30303 tweeted, he believes Kim Potter will be found not guilty. Ghislaine Maxwell and Elizabeth Holmes, however, will be found guilty. At TheraNot tweeted, people should be talking more about Elizabeth Holmes' claims of sexual abuse and whether or not she lied under oath on the stand. That should be added to the conversation. And Morgan Fillmore thinks Kim Potter's trial is going to end in a hung jury.
So Elizabeth Holmes, did she amend charging her with sexual abuse?
She's claimed previous sexual abuse, and she's citing that as part of the situation of Theranos, and it's just it's a whole
mess. She's blaming her
situation.
Boyfriend and said she was in an abusive relationship, and that's what drove her decisions, and that's kind of her defense, really, is what she's. And it's not unlike, I mean, Ghislaine Maxwell case, kind of also putting the blame on Jeffrey Epstein, that, you know, and saying that she didn't do anything and whatever.
It's not my fault. I didn't do it. Please.
Yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell almost seems like she's claiming Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll find out more as that trial progresses. All of them keep cooking, keep chugging along. Although Christmas, the excuse is now for the next week or so, nobody getting anything done. No businesses, really, other than the retail are open. And actually, it's the most, let's see, it's the second most vacationed week of the year. July 4th is first, Christmas 2nd. Labor Day is 3rd. We continue with thoughts on COVID in a matter of moments here on this week's Talk Radio Review. Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
So
I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Second half hour of our Talk Radio review here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, DJ Veers, and John Harper from WMEL. The whole business about COVID, it is number two. Some people think it should be number one. I think that's what Victoria said. So I don't want to let these thoughts sort of go out into the ethos. We ought to talk about them a little bit, Jay, some of the responses to our questions on mandates and variants and stuff from our listeners through social media. What did we get in return to asking some of these questions?
Yeah, Jared Watts believes if things didn't shut down last year, we might be further along in the fight against COVID, adding that he believes the fear being spread is more dangerous for most people than the virus itself.
I'm with him 150%. Absolutely agree with that guy across the board, yes. All right, so what else are you getting from people?
Elizabeth Mooney says there was too much focus on the whole herd immunity thing that never really happened, and
exactly.
Much dismissing natural immunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then okay.
There's not enough research on natural immunity. We don't really know. That's a big problem.
Well, and then this one's kind of related. Corinne 843 tweeted, she's not vaccinated. She's been exposed to the virus numerous times. She has taken care of friends and family who were ill, and she never caught it. She's always been tested to make sure that she wasn't spreading it around, always had negatives. She actually wants to know, she wants to ask Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken if that means she's immune, that she's been around it so much and never caught it.
Yeah. Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus are both associated with the DJV program. You can check out their thoughts on all of these things with regularity because there's a podcast that we post every week at djvhealthshow.com in addition to the weekend hours that their programs are on the air. And I think that's a good question to ask. I don't know that we've asked that question. We've certainly talked around and around and around and around about COVID. And this is something, though, that I had sniffles, was it last week? When did I have the sniffles, ladies? Do you remember? Wasn't this week.
Beginning of last week, yeah.
Was it last week, yeah. So I had the sniffles, and I went to get tested. I've had all my shots, boosters. I had a flu shot. I got shots I've never have gotten before. And so I wanted to make sure, because this thing becomes kind of hard to predict. I'm not sure that we can talk a good game, but whether we really understand this thing. I think the most important research that came out in the last week or so was something that we used talking about one of our advertisers, the folks that produce Calitrin. They didn't come up with the research, but I sort of put it together. Those spikes that you see in the pictures of the virus, those are engineered. They were engineered in that laboratory in China to hook onto fat cells. So that's really one of the reasons, if you wonder why it is that so many people who are heavy, those who have diabetes, that kind of stuff, are succumbing to this, it's because this thing was designed to hook on to fat molecules, fat cells, and that's why more people... Isn't that amazing, John, when you think about it? These people are so... what's the word do we use, the adjective? The scurrilousness of the...
Maniacal.
Maniacal is a good word for it. Yeah, exactly. To know that this thing was designed. And now there's something new. Didn't we talk this week, ladies, about... something new that's going to eliminate isn't there the new pill or something that's been just certified by the FDA that will attack those spikes and
Actually, what you're referring to, there is a new pill from the FDA that was authorized. It's the new Pfizer pill, and it reduces hospitalizations by 89%. But the tricky part with it is you have to take it within the first 3 days of being, you know, of having the virus. A lot of people don't necessarily know they have it right away, and so if they're not testing every day, you can't just take one test after being exposed and then just say, oh, okay, I'm in the clear, because it takes 5 to 7 days for it to still show up. So it's going to be a little complicated with the pills, but what you're also referring to is the Walter Reed Research Foundation has been working on a vaccine that's going to be partnered with, they haven't named who yet, but it's going to be partnered with some sort of pharmaceutical, and so that is a different type of technology. That vaccine, they say, they're in human trials right now, but they say that it's good for all of the variants and that it actually attacks those spikes that you were talking about, the virus, and it prevents them from replicating and spreading in your body.
Isn't it amazing how insidious, that's another word, John, I'd use for this, maniacal, how these people have, and I even saw something this week on a couple of different reliable, I was going to say sort of reliable, what's reliable these days, is anything reliable in terms of news or information, but that the engineering of this The reason the Chinese government wanted to do this is to sort of cull the human population, not necessarily just in America, worldwide. The Chinese are worried about having enough food for themselves and enough resources. So they figure they kill off a couple of hundred million or maybe a billion people that they can have a better chance of surviving. Again, maniacal. I wonder if it's true. It certainly is something that you could imagine being true, right? Has anybody else heard this beside me?
No, I've heard that too, Doug, and you kind of expect to see Dr. Evil right behind all of this. And it's just something that I don't know when we're going to be able to get control of this. It seems like every week there's a different trend going on as far as the pharmaceuticals go, as far as the treatment, and, of course, the variants that come out on this pandemic. The only positive thing I've heard, along with some of the pharmaceutical discussions that we've just heard, is that this, compared to the pandemic 100 years ago, is showing some of the same trends as far as the variants of the disease are less and less, and they feel it's going to be kind of like a forest fire. It will eventually burn itself out.
Yes.
How long that will take, of course, no one knows.
Right. All right, so Victoria, back to the technology discussion, those tests, the COVID tests that the president has, or the government is now setting up the website to distribute these tests. Are they reliable? Mm-hmm. Are we going to be able to depend on the results? Because this is a big issue as well, is it not?
Well, I think how to use the rapid tests is very important. And so, you know, testing before, a lot of people will go to a family gathering or they'll go to, you know, a private someone's house and everyone will take a rapid test at the door to make sure everyone's negative before you go in. So they seem, I mean, they're pretty reliable. Unfortunately, they're not that sensitive. So you really have to get that positive result in the middle of when you have symptoms, because if it's too soon, it'll show a negative. And if you're too far into the virus, it'll also show a negative. So you've really got to, it's important to get the right timing with those tests.
Right.
But, yeah, the website, hopefully, we don't know the address of the website yet. We're waiting for more details from the Biden administration on that one.
That's sort of a positive thing, though, coming out of all of this.
Well, every other country gives away free tests, and so we're the only ones that aren't doing it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. All right. Victoria is here. Jay is here. John is here. I'm going to talk to John about a couple of things that are important to the listeners of his station down on the Space Coast as we continue with our overview of the items from Talkers Magazine, the top stories of the week, the people that are being discussed, all the research done by Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com or djvshow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go on the Talk Radio Countdown show for this week. The story list, all-inclusive, starting at number 10, working to number 1, the holiday season. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? How are you fit? Is your brain fit, wrapped around it? Those are some of the things people are asking themselves during the holiday season. Immigration and problems there to attach, number 9. Situation with the weather at number 8. Social media problems and security attached to that, number 7. Our relationship with China and Russia, number 6. Our relationship with ourselves and the various components of our society, number 5. The situation that seems to be cropping up more and more, discussion of abortion issues, the Supreme Court, et cetera. Number 3, the continuing investigation into last January 6th. Number 2 is COVID and all of the things that are wrapped around that. And number 1 is the economy and how we're working our way through. Is the economy going to be as wonderful as people are predicting? All right, that's the list from Talkers. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States, and this year MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The People List from Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. You can find the list also at the DJ Fee. Say it again, Doug. You can find the list also at the You can find the list also at the DJV show website. All of the top 10 people and stories. So the top 10 people list starts at number 10 with the Vice President, Ms. Harris. Number 9, Leader of China, Xi Jinping. Number 8, the Leader of Russia, Bad Vlad Pukin Putin. Mitch McConnell is number 7. Nancy Pelosi is 6. And it would be nice to have some of these old fossils off the list. Boy. Michael Flynn is 5. Trump is 4. Dr. Fauci is 3. Joe Manchin is 2. You talk about a guy coming out of nowhere. Wowie zowie. Is he in the public mind? And obviously in the number 1 spot at the forefront of all of our discussions is most certainly Joe Biden, who's the president. One of the things surfaced this week was the story of his new dog, which brought a lot of comments, both positive and negative. So anyway, that's the People List from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Back to the Talk Radio Review with Victoria and Jay, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and everybody's friend John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. So a couple of things here. The James Webb Space Telescope is scheduled to launch this weekend. What can you tell us about that? I know you follow this stuff very closely. This was done, as I understand it, with the European and Canadian space agencies, I think. So what's unique about the James Webb Telescope? Can you tell us about the telescope, John?
This particular telescope, of course, been in the works for over 10 years for the anticipated launch coming up. But this telescope is supposed to go beyond what magnificent results we've seen over the years now from the Hubble telescope. And the types of the types of experiments this telescope can do are the most advanced that we've ever seen in the space program. So everybody is pretty excited about the launch and what this telescope is going to be able to do to science.
The name James Webb, I remember him from the very early days. I think he was the chief administrator at NASA in the 60s. And that's why this was named for him, was it not?
That is 100% correct. That's right.
Yeah, right.
So everybody is very excited about this, and it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. No question about that. Also, if you're a future space traveler, here's a heads up for you. No more commercial astronaut wings are going to be awarded from the FAA. I wonder why are they clipping the astronaut wings? I thought this was something... It was kind of cool. Maybe all the civilians going up, there are too many of them, and it doesn't have any meaning anymore. Think?
I think Doug, that kind of is correct. The importance of it doesn't seem to be there as there once was. Going up for a 15-minute flight is something you can almost achieve at Space Mountain in Disney World, and as a result, I think the significance has definitely been diminished. So so I think that's why they're not being awarded now, effective immediately.
All right. Now, the business about social media and its impact, Jay, I noticed that this past week the House Oversight Committee opened up an investigation into Astroworld, that festival, and I wonder how much of that was driven by social media, people, their comments, people, their experiences, the public getting all worked up about it. It's kind of, you know, when you look at the situation with Chris Noth this week, he would be number 11 on the people list, I think, if we were adding one more to it. The idea that the pressures that come from people using Twitter and Instagram and Facebook can be so huge that they, you know, sort of motivated this investigation by the government. Yes? No? What do you think?
Well, and it's not just the people. You have other artists. Social media has given everybody a voice, everybody a platform that they can speak their piece. And when you have other artists also saying, no, it doesn't matter who is unofficially or officially authorized to stop the show, you have the mic. This is your show. And other people started sharing videos of artists who have stopped shows in the past when a lot less things were happening.
Mm-hmm.
And
Adele,
this
Harry
was just,
Styles,
yeah.
Gwen Stefani, yeah, it's a whole long list.
Yeah, Foo Fighters, almost any rock band, when there's a mosh pit involved, somebody falls. Somebody always falls. Either people pick them up or the show is stopped and the artist will yell. They'll actually yell at people. Linkin Park stopped the show to yell at concert goers because some people
Mick
fell.
Mick Jagger did that back in the day,
yeah,
right?
They weren't being picked up. And they even started a chant of, like, when someone falls, it was a call and repeat of when someone falls and the crowd would say, you pick them up. And they did that a few times before they would even continue performing.
Unbelievable. All right, a quick note on the economy, which is number one. The stock markets are up for a second consecutive week. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages were up almost a point. NASDAQ interest, levels there up over a point. There's a lot of people who were worried about the effect that Omicron would have on the market. Doesn't seem to be affecting it at all. There it is, our overview of the hot hits in talk radio, thanks to the work done at Talkers Magazine, thanks to the work done by the folks who were on the air with me at the DJV show, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and to John Harper at WMEL, and to everybody listening, Merry Christmas from all of us here at the Steffen House.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
We've all been there. You've lost your keys or your wallet, and there's nothing more frustrating or stressful. But Apple AirTags are an easy way to keep track of all your stuff, and even your furry friends. Mike Agarbo is a tech journalist, and he fills us in on the benefits.
Yeah, you know, I have three kids. They've all kind of gone through high school and, you know, college and university. They lose stuff all the time. Sorry, that's just the way it is. So having these AirTags on, you know, backpacks or laptop sleeves or bags are a great way to kind of give that extra peace of mind or security. I've been using them for a little while. I know, John, you have one as well, and they work quite well.
Yeah, they're actually great on just your keys, because I actually left the keys in my car once, and I walked away, and my iPhone told me, hey, you left your keys behind.
you gotta like that.
Check out Apple AirTags at apple.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown with a review now from Victoria Keelan of the DJB program of the top five items that we've discussed on the program from the world of technology from number five to number one. Number five is a focus on the iPhone. What do we have here, Victoria?
Well, this was not like the most cheerful headline that iPhone made this week, especially with the holidays, but what this is Apple has released iOS 15.2, and with that update comes the legacy contact setting. This is the setting, this is a new tool that allows you to specify who can access your Apple account, your photos, your notes, your mail, all that, after you die. And so Google and Meta, formerly Facebook, they've offered a similar setting for years now, but Apple had a very lengthy process that required getting a court order, and so now with this new update, you can go into settings and you select password and security. You'll see legacy contact there, and you can choose up to five people to have access to all of your accounts in the unfortunate, you know, event that you are no longer around, then your loved ones can still have access to your accounts.
All right. The next item up here for scrutiny is number four, which I don't have in my list. Oh, here it is. These things
CSA,
are sent to me
your favorite.
Upside down. All right, so I have to edit this a little bit, Phil. Number four on our countdown of the hot items from the world of technology this week, TSA checkpoints. What are they going to start doing, Victoria?
They're getting a little more high tech. So Apple introduced its updated Apple Wallet in June of this year, and so they said they were working to ensure that you could use it to get through airport security. Now the TSA has actually confirmed that this will happen. They're going to start testing this in two different airports in February, and if it's successful, then the test will expand to two more states the following month. So the Apple Wallet is the first digital ID that the TSA will accept. And the program's expected to expand into other platforms in the future. But instead of a TSA staff member physically examining your card, you scan off your phone and all the information is there in front of them. So it should make it faster.
All right. Number three is a focus on the smart toys that are being given for Christmas. This sounds like a real warning. Listen up to this one, folks.
Yeah, for parents and grandparents who want to buy some cool high-tech toys, the smart toy industry is booming, and it's really driven by a lot of young parents who want to have something educational and not just, you know, shoving an iPad in front of the kid's face. So the demand for the smart toys, which are in some cases really high-tech, this teddy bear has basically an iPhone in it. So the risk is about privacy and following kids around and how much information kids might share with these smart products. So if you're a parent, the best thing to do is just make sure you're around your kids when they're using these toys so that they aren't sharing something that could potentially be a safety breach for them.
All right. Number two, Facebook is parent Meta. Meta, you say Meta or Meta? It's Meta.
It's Meta.
Right. All right.
Yeah, Meta, which is a stupid name, and they're trying to just get people to stop saying Facebook and associate it with negative things. But, and here's another negative thing, and of course this is happening right now at the holiday time. Meta is taking legal action against hackers who have impersonated Facebook, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram by conducting a phishing scam. And so they've found that 39,000 websites have been made in an attempt to replicate Meta services, and so usually they're catching people by email phishing scams. So just make sure that if you get an email from any one of these companies, Facebook, Messenger, WhatsApp, Instagram, Twitter, I'll throw in there too, don't answer that email. Go directly into your account, and if the company's trying to reach you, it will be in your messages, and it's the much more secure way to make sure you're not falling victim to all of these phishing scams, which are just getting worse and worse right now.
All the time. All right. Top story of the week from the world of technology is the website that's going to distribute information about COVID testing, yeah?
Correct. So President Biden said on Tuesday that Americans will soon be able to order free COVID tests from a government-run website. We don't know when the website will be available yet, but he said that 500 million at-home tests are already purchased and that the websites will be able to help you also get information on locations for booster shots or a COVID test near you. And so there's a lot of information that's going to be all in one place, which I think is long overdue because we've never really had a centralized place to go. People are on the CDC site. They're on the FDA site. I think this would be good. If they get it up and running and it works in time, then it might help with the Omicron surge.
Yep. Well, there's plenty of that. And it'd be nice to have technology as a help here. There it is again, the top five stories of the week from the world of technology, courtesy of the work done by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrip. Many churches across the U.S. canceled some or all in-person Christmas services amid yet another surge in COVID cases.
Among those churches were Washington National Cathedral in the nation's capital, St. John the Divine, the Cathedral of the Episcopal Diocese of New York, the historic Old South Church in Boston, and the First Church of God in Columbus, Ohio. Some of the churches switched their services to online only. Westchester County's Bedford Presbyterian Church in Pennsylvania was among the churches that did proceed with in-person Christmas services. All Saints Episcopal Church in Brooklyn made a similar decision. Patrick Frost reporting.
France recorded more than 100,000 virus infections in a single day for the first time in the pandemic, and COVID-19 hospitalizations have doubled over the past month as the fast-spreading Omicron variant complicates the French government's efforts to stave off a new lockdown. The Department of Justice and Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has issued a warning to mortgage companies and landlords.
The department is telling the two groups to heed rules meant to protect members of the U.S. military against foreclosure, eviction, and other potential housing-related financial hardships during the pandemic. The move comes as forbearance programs put in place in the early weeks of the pandemic last year to allow homeowners to hit pause on their mortgage payments are set to expire at the end of the month. Roughly 7.6 million homeowners entered forbearance during the pandemic and have exited, but some 1.25 million, many military personnel or veterans, remain in forbearance programs about to expire. Jeremy House reporting.
Authorities in eastern Congo announced an evening curfew and new security checkpoints, fearing more violence after a suicide bomber killed 5 people in the first attack of its kind in the region. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
A suicide bomber attacked a restaurant and bar Saturday as patrons gathered on Christmas Day, killing at least 6 others in eastern Congolese town where Islamic extremists are known to be active.
Saturday's attack marked the first known time that a suicide bomber has killed victims in eastern Congo, where an Islamic State group affiliate earlier this year took responsibility for a suicide bombing, but that caused no casualties. The latest violence only deepens fear that religious extremism has taken hold in a region already plagued for years by rebels. Ken Lorman reporting.
Among the dead were two children. The town has long been targeted by rebels from the Alliance Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF as they're called. It's a group that traces its origins to neighboring Uganda. But in June, the Islamic State group's Central African province said it was behind the suicide bomber and another explosion that same day at a Catholic church that wounded two people. Townhall.com. A federal judge is being asked to reinstate a drilling lease on federal land considered sacred to Native American tribes.
The energy lease in the Badger 2 Medicine area near the Blackfeet Reservation in northwestern Montana was canceled in 2016 by then-U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell. That decision was upheld by a federal appeals court last year. Now the Louisiana company that held the lease is making another run at getting a court to restore its drilling rights. Attorneys for Solenex LLC argue that Jewell exceeded her authority. John Scott reporting.
Tulane University is delaying the start of its spring semester because of the Omicron surge, pushing back the semester's beginning 1 week to January 25th. Loyola University, keeping its January 18th start for most classes and its January 10th opening at its law school, but requiring both booster shots and proof of a negative coronavirus test. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw through?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open with one of the many radio adaptations of a famed holiday motion picture. And then Christmas continues with a visit to the couple next door. When considering all the essential Christmas-themed films, no list would be complete without a certain 1947 motion picture, directed by radio's first Lone Ranger. And starring Maureen O'Hara, John Payne, little Natalie Wood, and Edmund Gwynn in an Oscar-winning role of Kris Kringle. The film, of course, is Miracle on 34th Street. And indeed, director George Seton had begun his career as a Detroit-based radio actor. In 1933, he was heard as the Masked Man. He only played the Lone Ranger, though, for a few months, before he left the Motor City for Hollywood. George Seton, Ed Gwynn, and Natalie Wood all show up for this half-hour radio version, joined, I believe, by future great Gildersleeve actor Willard Waterman serving as the narrator. It's from December 23rd of 1949.
From Hollywood, the Screen Director's Playhouse. The Hollywood Screen Directors present the motion picture Christmas story, Miracle on 34th Street, starring Edmund Gwynn in his original Academy Award-winning role of Kris Kringle. The jaunty, portly little man with the white whiskers swung his cane as he walked in the brisk November morning. He walked into a department store famous across the nation, Macy's 34th Street, New York, crowded amiably into the elevator, and got out at the employment office. It seems a Mrs. Doris Walker was the lady to see up there. Mrs. Walker.
Mrs. Walker?
Yes?
You'll be needing a Santa Claus for your toy department this Christmas. I wish to apply for the position.
Well, we do need a Santa Claus if you're qualified.
Oh, I'm eminently qualified.
Well, I must certainly say you look like Santa Claus.
Well, I certainly should look like Santa Claus.
You won't even need padding.
Oh, no, I carry my own.
Now, you understand that Macy's has a line of toys that you may recommend with complete confidence.
I assume that I'm hired?
Yes, can you start tomorrow morning, Mr.
Kringle.
What?
I'm Kris Kringle.
The new Santa Claus was positively the most sensational Santa Claus who had ever held court on Macy's seventh floor. He was the real article, all right. He had that deep down, genuine Kris Kringle crinkle in his eyes. And if he told you anything, you could depend on it.
Electric trains? Why, yes, Peter. Yes, madam, right over that way. Realistic models of the Chief and Super Chief. Now, what about you, little girl? Huh? Oh, yes, madam. We have wonderful skates here, but not quite what your little boy seems to want. Now, I'd suggest you go across the street to Gimble's.
Gimble's?
Oh, yes. I keep track of the toy market pretty closely. What, does that surprise you, Sil?
Macy's sending me to another store.
Well, the only important thing is to make the children happy, isn't it? Huh? And whether Macy's or somebody else sells the toy doesn't make any difference.
Well, it's wonderful. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Well, you can get it at the Acme Toy Company. Only $8.50, plus tax.
And so it went. And so the customers went. To other stores if Macy's didn't have it. The grown-ups began to believe in Santa Claus as much as the children. All except one small child named Susan Walker, who finally came to Kris Kringle. A skeptical look on her small face and a prodding young man at her back.
Well, young lady, and what would you like for Christmas?
Well, go ahead, Susan. Tell Santa what you'd like.
What's your name, little girl?
Susan Walker, and I don't believe in Santa Claus.
Oh.
My mother happens to be Mrs. Walker, the lady who hired you.
Well, your daddy here believes I'm Santa Claus, I'll bet.
He's not my daddy. My father and mother are divorced. This is Mr. Gailey, who lives in the apartment next to ours.
I see.
He pretends he brought me to see you, but he really came to visit Mother.
Oh, brother.
I must say you're the best-looking Santa Claus Mother ever hired.
Oh, thank you.
Your whiskers aren't loose at the side.
Well, that's because they're real. Just like I'm really a Santa Claus.
Oh, now stop.
Now go ahead. Come on, pull them.
Pull them?
Go ahead.
All right.
Oh, ouch.
Well, they're on pretty tight, all right.
Now what would you like me to bring you for Christmas?
Susan.
There's Mother now.
I'm dead.
Susan, Mr. Gailey, I told you not to bring Susan down here.
But your maid is out sick, and Susan was alone
at home. Mr. Gailey,
I
am bringing Susan up to face reality.
Well, in reality, he came to see you, Mrs. Walker.
Oh, really? Mr. Gailey, will you step this way, please?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your name?
Kris Kringle.
That's your trade name. I mean your real name.
We can talk here, Fred.
Now, Doris...
I keep telling Susan that Santa Claus is a myth, and you bring her down here to see thousands of children like herself worshiping a very convincing old man with real whiskers. What's she to think? What's she to believe?
Whatever makes her happy.
Well, I don't want my child growing up to consider life a fairy tale instead of reality. They keep waiting for a Prince Charming to come along, and when he does, he turns out to be someone that they...
Someone they'll have to divorce?
We were talking about Susan.
Oh.
In fact, I'm going to have to talk to that Santa Claus about Susan before he goes to lunch.
Yes, Mrs. Walker?
The reason I called you into my office was to have you tell Susan here that you're not Santa Claus.
Yeah, but I am Santa Claus.
See, Mother? A girl doesn't know what to think these days.
I want you to tell her the truth. Now, what's your name?
Kris Kringle.
See?
I mean your real name.
Well, that is my real name.
Now, see here, Excuse me a moment.
Yes, Mrs. Walker.
Miss Thomas, will you get out an employment card filled out by a Mr. Kris Kringle, if there is one? I'll wait.
I'll bet you're in the first grade, Susan.
Second.
Second?
I'm very advanced.
Oh-ho.
Here it is, Mrs. Walker. Mr. Kris Kringle. Age as old as my tongue and a little older than my teeth.
Oh, no.
Do you know what I think?
Yes, the same thing I think.
I think he's nuts.
That's what I think.
You better get rid of him. He might be dangerous.
Thank you, Miss Thomas. I agree. Mr. Kringle, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to make a change.
Have I done something wrong?
Well, no, that is not wrong, but... Oh, excuse me. Yes?
Mr. Macy's on the phone.
Oh, put him on.
Mrs. Walker.
Yes, Mr. Macy?
I have just heard about your new Santa Claus.
Oh, yes, Mr. Macy. I was just going into that, Mr. Macy.
The very idea of his telling people that if Macy's doesn't have it, to go to Gimbel's.
Well, I have him right... Gimbel's?
Directly across the street.
Imagine Macy's Santa Claus sending customers to Gimbel's. Wonderful.
Huh?
The public response is wonderful. We're getting to be known as the helpful store, the friendly store, the store that places public service ahead of profits. And consequently, we'll make more profit than ever.
Yes, sir.
Great idea, Mrs. Walker. Great work. Keep it up.
Yes, Mr. Macy.
And above all, keep that Santa Claus.
But Mr. Macy, I don't...
Goodbye, Mrs. Walker.
Mr. Kringle.
Yes?
Mr. Macy suggests that we try you out a little longer.
Well, that's mighty good news, Mrs. Walker. You see, this is quite an opportunity for me. Yes, for the last 50 years or so, I've been getting more and more worried about Christmas. Seems we're all so busy trying to beat the other fellow in making things go faster and look shinier and cost less that Christmas and I are sort of getting lost in the shuffle.
Oh, Christmas is still Christmas.
Oh, but it isn't just a day. It's a frame of mind. And that's what's been changing. That's why I'm glad I'm here. Maybe I can do something about it. Oh, I'm glad I met you and your daughter.
Thank you.
You two are a kind of test case for me.
What's a test case?
Well, if I can make you and your mother believe in me...
Oh, speaking of tests, Mr. Kringle, would you kindly report to Mr. Sawyer's office the first thing tomorrow morning?
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes, he'll give you an examination.
A mental examination?
Oh, it's just routine. All of our employees are required to take an examination.
Oh, I don't mind that. I've taken dozens of examinations. Never failed one yet. I'll see Mr. Sawyer first thing in the morning.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Mrs. Walker. Bye, Susan.
Goodbye, Mr. Kringle.
Oh, excuse me, Chris.
I was just leaving. Bye.
Hey, hello, Doris.
How are you, Susan?
I'm fine. Mother's got problems.
Fred, I'm worried about Mr. Kringle.
Worried? Why?
Well, I think he's mentally unsound.
I think he's a fantastic, delightful, and unselfish human being. And if being delightful, unselfish, and human is bad, what's good?
Well, Mr. Macy likes him, so I have to keep him. But not if he's insane.
Oh, nonsense.
Well, he thinks he's Santa Claus.
Well, maybe he is.
Well, suppose he gets worse. Suppose he gets violent.
Chris!
Nevertheless, I'm having Mr. Sawyer question him tomorrow. Only, how can I be sure that Kringle will even show up tomorrow?
It's easy. I'll take him home with me tonight and bring him to work in the morning.
Oh, would you?
All you have to do is to marry me. When I can afford it.
Do it, Mother.
Susan.
Well, then at least have me in to dinner tonight. With Mr. Kris Kringle, my house guest of honor.
Well, that evening, Kris Kringle went home with Fred Gailey. And after dinner in Doris Walker's apartment next door, Kris left Fred and Doris to discuss child psychology, or something, and stole quietly into Susan's bedroom. Susan, sophisticated child, was in bed, blowing bubblegum bubbles.
Oh, that was a big one.
Susan, why don't you give me a chance to prove to you that I'm really Santa Claus?
There is no Santa Claus.
Oh, now there must be something you want for Christmas.
Mother will get me anything I want.
Oh, but there must be something she can't get you.
Well...
Ah, there is something.
I'd like a house.
What, you mean a doll's house?
No, a real house. To live in.
A real house?
If you're really Santa Claus, you can get it for me. If you can't, you're only a nice man with a white beard, like Mother says.
Oh, but you've got this lovely apartment to live in.
I want a backyard to play in, and grass, and a white picket fence and rose bushes. But Mother can't afford it, and I guess you can't get it, huh?
No, I didn't say that, you know. Well, I've got to see Mr. Sawyer first thing in the morning. I'll get right to work on it after that, Susan, tomorrow.
Now, tell me, Kringle, how many days in the week?
Seven.
Who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
How much is 3 times 5?
Well, you asked me that before.
I'm conducting this examination. How much is 3 times 5?
Well, same as it was before. 15.
You're
rather nervous, Mr. Sawyer. Aren't you? Do you get enough sleep?
Never mind. How many fingers am I holding up?
3? Oh, you bite your nails, too.
Kringle.
You know, sometimes nervous habits like yours are a result of insecurity.
I didn't ask you. I just want to be helpful.
I didn't ask for help, you fuzzy old crackpot.
Sawyer, that's hardly the proper way to conduct a mental examination.
Oh, you...
I'm wasting my time on a hopeless case. Get out.
Mr. Sawyer.
I said get out.
Mr. Sawyer, I have great contempt for imposters and quacks.
You see, I beg your pardon.
I should like to see your degree in medicine.
Get out.
Also proof of your specialization in psychiatry.
Get out. Get out!
Now, either you stop analyzing people, or I'm going to tell Mr. Macy what a contemptible, vicious, malicious fraud you really are.
I'll have you committed to an insane asylum.
Well, you're the one who needs treatment.
But you...
Now, when he recovered, Mr. Sawyer jingled Bellevue. And that is how Santa Claus, alias Kris Kringle, found himself that very morning in the violent ward at Bellevue Hospital.
You're listening to the Screen Director's Playhouse on WHIM Radio Was. We'll be right back after these messages.
Bring me your friendly old change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi, while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, and our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights, November 19th through December 31st, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1665 Pine Street is having a moving sale with everything 10 to 50% off. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and features collectible glassware, jewelry, sports memorabilia, Tiffany lamps, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved traditional masks. They also carry duck calls and decoys, fishing gear, and much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage Moving Sale going on now with everything 10 to 50% off at 1665 Pine Street in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest. I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aquarobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Kringle, will you please take the stand?
Delighted to do so, Mr. Prosecutor.
Mr. Kringle?
Your Honor?
This is merely a hearing. You do not have to answer the questions or even testify at all.
We've no objections, Your Honor.
Well, I'll be glad to answer any questions I can.
You may question the witness, Mr. Prosecutor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Tell us, sir, what is your true name?
Chris Kringle.
And where do you live?
Well, that's what this hearing will decide.
Mr. Kringle, do you believe that you are Santa Claus?
Of course.
Perhaps the witness doesn't understand the question.
I understood the question perfectly, Your Honor.
In which case, Your Honor, the state rests.
In view of the defendant's statement, does counsel for the defendant wish to put in a defense?
Your Honor, the entire case against my client boils down to this. The prosecution contends that Mr. Kringle is not sane because he believes himself to be Santa Claus.
That is true.
But if Mr. Kringle were the person he believes himself to be, he would be as sane as we are.
Correct.
I intend to prove that Mr. Kringle is not insane because he is Santa Claus.
Fred, let's be sensible. You can't possibly prove that poor old man is Santa Claus.
Why can't I?
And he's not a poor old man.
Logic, Fred, not faith and hope wins out in court. That's just common sense.
And I guess in these last few years, you've developed too much common sense.
Well, one of us has to have it, Fred.
And both of us have to have faith, Doris. Or we're wrong for each other.
I see.
Even when I can afford it, we're wrong for each other.
Well, I'm going to pray for Santa Claus.
Mr. Kringle, dear.
Santa Claus.
I mailed your letter to Santa, Susan.
Thank you very much.
Special delivery. You'll get it tomorrow.
And now, Mr. Macy, I will turn the questioning over to a person you know. A person in whom I have the deepest confidence and belief. My client and your employee, Mr. Chris Kringle.
I don't know what to say.
Say it anyhow, Chris. Come on.
Well, they say that the man who pleads his own case is a fool for a client. But I won't let down anybody who believes in me.
You're a witness, Chris.
Well, I don't know what to ask you, Mr. Macy.
Just ask me anything.
Well, how are things at the store?
Pretty good, Chris.
Sorry I can't be with you.
So are we.
Mm. Your substitute Santa doing all right?
Oh, he's just another Santa Claus.
Oh, no, no, Mr. Macy, you mustn't say that. He isn't just another Santa Claus, any more than this Christmas is just another Christmas. It's the same Christmas, timeless and unchanging, with the same deeper meaning it always has. And your new Santa Claus isn't just another Santa Claus, Mr. Macy. To the purest minds, I mean the little children, he is Santa Claus. Because they believe he is. And that's good enough for me, Mr. Macy. That's good enough for me.
It's good enough for me too, Chris.
Mr. Macy, do you believe? I'm Santa Claus?
I certainly do.
Thank you, Mr. Macy.
You're a witness, Mr. Prosecutor.
Your Honor, this is all very charming, but I must ask the court to demand that Mr. Gailey present competent authority. Competent authority, I say, for the contention that his client is Santa Claus.
Have you such authority, Mr. Gailey?
Not at this time, Your Honor.
Will that be all, Fred?
Yes, Chris, for now.
Before you go, Mr. Kringle, the bailiff handed me this letter in care of this courthouse. It would appear to be for you. It's addressed to Santa Claus.
Oh?
The bailiff also informs me that the dead letter office of the post office department has forwarded some other mail addressed simply Santa Claus.
Well, that's very kind of them.
Your Honor! Your Honor! Where are those other letters? I request that they be entered in evidence.
I'm afraid that would be awkward, Mr. Gailey.
What do you mean, awkward, Your Honor?
There are 9 truckloads of those letters.
Your Honor! Your Honor, counsel for the state has asked for authoritative testimony that my client is Santa Claus. The U.S. postal laws make it a criminal offense to misdirect mail or intentionally to deliver it to the wrong party. The Postal Department itself, therefore, recognizes this man, Chris Kringle, as Santa Claus.
Order!
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 Objection!
Order!
Objection!
Order, I say. I say order. In view of such overwhelming testimony, case dismissed.
It was clear and cold when Fred and Chris Kringle got out on the courthouse steps. It looked and felt like a white Christmas. Like a good Christmas. Same as always.
What was in that letter anyhow, Chris?
Letter? Oh, clean forgot to open it. I'd better, though. It's from Susan.
I suspected it was.
Dear Chris.
Dear Chris, I don't care what anybody says. Even the judge. I believe in you. Even if I don't get the house. I know everything will turn out right. I hope you're not sad.
Signed.
P.S.
P.S. I believe in you, too. And in your legal counsel.
Signed.
Doris.
You know, Chris, it was Susan's belief and faith that made her write you that letter. It was her letter that gave the post office the idea of forwarding all those dead letters to you.
Of course. A little child shall lead them.
She's a sweet little girl.
I wish... You know, Fred, there's a little Cape Cod cottage for sale out near the old people's home. But just right for 3 people.
I can't afford anything right now.
Well, looking at that house a few days ago, I said to myself, Chris, one good case to bring him fame, and Fred Gailey could buy that little cottage and make a little girl extremely happy.
Chris.
And then Susan would know I'm Santa Claus.
Chris Kringle, did you hit Mr. Sawyer on the head to bring all this into court?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Chris. Chris, answer me straight.
Hmm?
Who are you?
Me? I'm Chris Kringle. Thank you. Thank you very much. I think the 500 children in our Christmas party audience tonight are much more expert at this business of make-believe than we grown-ups. So many of us lose the magnificent gift of imagination. But when it does continue beyond childhood, we call it talent. Now, I would like you to meet the man to whom I owe so much. Writer-director of Miracle on 34th Street and of such other films as Apartment for Peggy and the soon-to-be-released 2 Corridors East. My author-director, George Seaton.
Thanks, Edmund. You know, watching these youngsters enjoy your performance tonight, I realized more than ever how an idea can grow into something real.
Well, you mean your idea for the miracle story, George?
No. That wasn't mine. The original story and the novel were written by Valentine Davies. But I had the pleasure of following it through as a screenplay, a motion picture, and tonight as a radio play.
And if the story managed to bring a little more Christmas into the lives of these wonderful kids, then Miracle on 34th Street has worked a small miracle of its own.
Well, then tonight, George, as the creator of the picture, you are really playing the part of Kris Kringle.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm still the director. And, Edmund, you're still Kris Kringle. Mm. And it's time you went to work. There are a lot of presents here on the stage and a lot of deserving youngsters to receive them.
Mr. Director, I never had a happier assignment. A very Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, George. Thank you.
Indeed, the screen director's version of A Miracle on 34th Street from December 23, 1949. A picture came out 2 years earlier, directed by George Seton, and featuring Edmund Gwynn and Natalie Wood. Now also in the film cast, Maureen O'Hara and John Payne. Each December it shows up on television quite a bit. Wood was just 9 years old when the big screen version came out, and 11 when that radio recreation was broadcast. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wynn Radio was a Christmas Eve episode of The Couple Next Door, starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, supported by Margaret Hamilton as Aunt Effie. It begins right after this.
My name is Dr. John H. Watson, and the Sherlock Holmes adventure I have for you tonight took place in the autumn of the year 1889.
The world's most famous consulting detective began his career in the 19th century, thrived in the 20th, and lives on in the 21st.
1,000 apologies, Watson.
Come in.
How quickly can you be dressed?
3 or 4 minutes. What's the matter?
Murder most foul, Watson.
The game's afoot in 23 new adventures, produced by Jim French and starring John Patrick Lowry. They're available now in Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Further Adventures of Sherlock Holmes.
I step back from the edge of the pond. The gun in my hand. And then I saw it. The knobbed, leathery hide of the largest crocodile anyone had ever seen. It slithered up the side of the pond, its jaws spread 3 feet apart, its short legs driving its thrashing body directly for me. Aiming my gun with both hands, I fired into the monster's gaping maw.
The Further Adventures of Sherlock Holmes is regularly $31.95, but Wynn Radio WAS listeners can get it today for only $19.95. Plus, get free shipping. It's elementary. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code MYSTERY7.
Holmes had that absorbed, distant expression on his face that meant his mind was churning over the intelligence we had now accumulated. I waited patiently beside him. And then finally, as an empty cab approached, he said, without turning toward me,
"This thing is more devilish than I thought. We have work to do tonight, Watson."
Find out who done it and save $12 on The Further Adventures of Sherlock Holmes at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code MYSTERY7.
And Watson, have your gun in hand and be prepared for anything.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
If you have an older home or larger home or like to spend a lot of time on Wi-Fi while outdoors, a mesh network is the best solution for home Wi-Fi, as it allows your devices to remain seamlessly connected to your network even with different access points. TP-Link's Deco X90 whole home Wi-Fi system does just that, creating a powerful, fast, and seamless mesh network. Jens Hennings from TP-Link explains.
Yeah, so the Deco X90 comes in a two-pod configuration. Each one of these devices, they're called a pod, so that you can have ideal coverage throughout the home. And these two pods work in tandem. You can put one on the upstairs floor, one on the downstairs floor, let's say, or different ends of the home, to give you the maximum coverage within your home.
Check out the Deco X90 at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to Wynn Radio WAS and more Christmas celebrating. Before the break, we had a half-hour radio version of Miracle on 34th Street. Now we spend Christmas Eve with the couple next door. This is from December 24th of 1958.
The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Betsy, I want you to go to sleep, darling.
Oh, I can't, Mommy. I'm so excited.
Well, the quicker you go to sleep, the sooner it'll be morning, and you can rush downstairs and see what Santa Claus left for you. Come on, cover up, darling.
Mommy?
Mm-hmm.
Merry
Lou said there isn't any Santa Claus.
Oh.
Is there, Mommy?
Well, I wouldn't believe everything Mary Lou says. My goodness, remember when she said New York was in California?
Yes.
Well, you see, Mary Lou doesn't know everything.
She said I was silly to believe in Santa Claus. But you know what I said?
What?
Well, I said I wasn't going to take a chance. If I didn't believe in him, then it might hurt his feelings and he wouldn't stop at my house tonight.
Well, I think you're a very wise little girl. Now you go to sleep. Kiss Mommy. Close your eyes, darling.
Mommy, do you think Santa Claus would bring me a dollhouse with furniture?
Well, I don't know, dear. I thought you wrote him a letter.
I did. I certainly hope it didn't get lost in the mail.
Oh, I don't think so.
But a dollhouse is so big. How can he get it in his pack with all the rest of the toys he has for the other children?
Well, I wouldn't worry about it, honey.
I'm afraid the furniture will fall out. When I wrote to him, I said I thought it would be better if he didn't put it in his pack. I suggested he put it in his sleigh.
Uh-huh. Well, I think that was a very good idea. And I'm sure he appreciated your suggestion, dear. Now, you go to sleep. Close your eyes.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I know you are. You try real hard. Good night, darling. Sleep tight.
Good night, Mommy.
Oh, well, she asleep?
No. Too excited. Where's Aunt Effie?
She's in my den wrapping presents, apparently for us. I got strict instructions not to come in.
Oh, I see.
Well, what do you think? Shall I start bringing all the presents down from the attic?
No, not yet. Let Betsy get to sleep. Have you wrapped all yours?
Oh, golly, haven't even started. Where's her dollhouse?
In the attic. I didn't even take it out of the box in case she went up there. Oh, I can't wait to take it out and put the furniture in.
Honey, you're as excited about it as she is.
I know.
Well, let me know when she's asleep, and I'll start hauling things down from the attic.
This evening on CBS Radio, Bing Crosby invites you to celebrate Christmas with the world on our fourth annual Christmas Sing with Bing. With Bing as your guide and CBS Radio as your magic carpet, you'll visit Rome to hear the Vatican Choir. There, too, you'll hear the sound of the bells of St. Peter's as they ring for the holiday mass. On our Christmas Sing with Bing, you'll visit New York and Salt Lake City, Canada, Australia, Holland, France, even places like Hawaii, Alaska, and the Fiji Islands, where carolers and choirs will be waiting to sing the traditional Christmas songs with you. To add to the excitement this year, Mrs. Bing Crosby, Catherine Grant, will be at her husband's side. Now, whether you spend this evening at home or out on the highway heading for a holiday destination, join us on CBS Radio, won't you? As most of these same stations present our fourth annual Christmas Sing with Bing.
My gracious, where are all those presents coming from?
Look out,
the
down,
attic.
Down, out of the way. Here's another arm.
Here, let me take them, dear. Don't just dump them down. Now, here.
Oh, boy.
Shall I put some of the small ones on the tree?
Yes, the tiny ones. The others I'm just arranging around here.
Boy, you should see that attic. I've hardly made a dent in the stack of presents up there. I'm already worn out from going up and down.
Well, I just put everything that arrived up there, darling. Betsy's been so snoopy getting into closets and prowling around.
Where'd they all come from?
Relatives, things that arrived in the mail, and I noticed quite a few sent out from the stores here. I suppose these are gifts for Betsy from your business associates, you know.
I must say, I think children nowadays get entirely too much. I can remember when we were lucky to get even 5 presents at Christmas. We usually got one big one, something special, from Mom and Papa.
Mm-hmm.
And then the others were presents we'd give each other, usually handmade things like crocheted bookmarkers or pin cushions.
Uh-huh. Well, I can't help it if people send Betsy things.
No.
Anyhow, I put all the presents in the attic, things for each of you and for the family, you know, when they...
You know, there's some things there that aren't wrapped.
No. These are things I bought for the dollhouse. Did you bring that down yet?
Yeah, I guess that's what's in that big box.
Oh, yes. Open it up so we can put things in. Look at this. Here's the living room furniture for the dollhouse and the dining room and the kitchen and the bedroom. Look at the refrigerator. It opens and even has an ice tray compartment.
I see.
Isn't that just darling?
Golly, look
at
that.
Wait till you see the food.
The food?
Yeah. Well, it's just artificial, but it is just adorable. Look, plates with bacon and a tiny little fried egg. Here's a cake, donuts, steak.
Yeah, look at the steak. What's that, a bottle of ketchup?
Oh, yes, and a sack of flour and milk bottles. Aren't they tiny?
Why, I never saw anything like it.
Oh, if they'd had these things when I was little. Mm. Oh, and look for the fireplace. little fire tongs, broom, and a poker, and a little wood carrier, too.
Hey, for Pete's sakes, what's that, a magazine rack?
Uh-huh, with tiny little magazines and a newspaper. Yeah. And look, here's a pair of tiny candlesticks for the dining room table.
Yeah.
Oh, and look at this. Oh, isn't it just
you know
dark?
What? I think I should have given you a dollhouse for Christmas.
Well, I'd have loved it. I tell you, I've had more fun buying these things. I can't wait to arrange the furniture. Get the dollhouse out of the box, dear.
All right.
How about curtains for the windows?
Oh, yes, they're here somewhere. I made those, and there's, yeah, and there's bedding for the beds, and bedspreads, and sheets, and...
I thought it was all put together.
Well, it is.
Look at...
Oh!
What?
The man assured me when I bought it.
My goodness, take a carpenter to put that together, won't it?
I told the man, I said, now, I don't want this if it doesn't come already assembled. I said my husband was sick and tired of spending every Christmas Eve putting things together.
Are there any directions?
I even spoke to the manager of the toy department, darling, and he was standing nearby when I bought it, and I said, now, can you assure me that this dollhouse comes already assembled? And he said, oh, yes, madam.
Well, we will take it back.
Oh.
We'll take it back.
Take it back. Betsy has her heart set on
this. Yes, my goodness. The stores are closed now. You certainly can't take it back before Friday.
And it won't be the same if she doesn't get her dollhouse for Christmas,
no.
Dear.
Look at these directions, will you? To begin with, I don't think I could even read them without a magnifying glass.
Are there any nails or screws or anything?
Oh, yes, there are. A bag full of them. Look at it.
Oh, honestly.
But,
well, the man said, if anything, there would be a couple of things to hook on, like the roof.
Look, my gosh, listen to these directions. Would you think we were going to assemble a jet plane or something?
Well, now, look, we'll help, dear. What will you need besides a hammer and a screwdriver?
A construction engineer.
Oh, my, isn't this typical? I remember one time my father had to put the foot pedals and chain on a bicycle for George. And really, I tell you, it spoiled his Christmas.
Well, you might as well go to bed, you two. I'm going to be up all night.
Oh, now, darling, we will help you. Aunt Effie, let's see, now, you get the various sections out on the floor, and let's see what we've got. In the meantime, honey, you study the directions.
Study is right.
You're listening to The Couple Next Door on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
What you do with the in-between. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once, a long time ago, a young man's teacher was looking through a pile of bones. The young man inquired about what the heck he was doing. The teacher, in earnest, replied, "I'm looking for the bones of the king, but I can't seem to distinguish his bones from the bones of his slaves." Wow. Now, that's a powerful lesson to teach a student. And it's true, too. We are all born and we all die. But what we do with the in-between, well, that is up to us. Anyway, it was on that day that the teacher, Diogenes, taught young Alexander the Great to be mindful that all people are made of the same stuff. And what they do with the time between birth and death is up to them. For support with your time in between, visit drchristianconti.com.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisa Boral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Welcome back to The Couple Next Door on When Radio Was.
Tell you, you might as well go to bed, you two. I'm going to be up all night.
Oh, now, darling, we will help you. And Effie, let's see, now, you get the various sections out on the floor, and let's see what we've got. In the meantime, honey, you study the directions.
Yeah, study is right. Step number one. Wait a minute, now, attach side A, I think it says, of section four to corresponding side A of section 2, securing firmly with bracket, being careful to allow what later for roof panel and chimney to be inserted and attached as in step number 12. Oh, fuck. Hold it?
I am holding it. I don't think the stairway goes up that way.
Well, it has to go up this way. There isn't any other way for it to go. There's a hole for it in the second floor there, don't you see?
I know, dear, but then I think you have the walls wrong down here, else they're wrong in the upper part.
Well,
the stairway is not supposed to wind up in a bathroom, even in a dollhouse.
Shall I read step number 10 again?
What I think we better do is call Mr. Dibble.
Oh, you're not going to call Mr. Dibble on Christmas Eve to help put up a dollhouse.
Let me have the directions again. Let me look.
Here. Gracious, it's midnight, and we still have to arrange everything in the dollhouse after he gets it put together.
Yes, I know, Aunt Effie, but that won't take long. Why don't you go on up to bed, Aunt Effie? I'm sure Betsy will have us awake early.
Oh, no, I want to help if I can. I'll go make some coffee.
What are you looking for?
Well, there seem to be two brackets missing.
Oh, well, get up, Mortifer. I'll look for them. Oh, what a mess around here.
Attaching the stairway, make sure that panel 6 is at right angles to...
What a bracket.
...to something like that. Well, it doesn't fit at all. If that's on the rule, it just doesn't
May
fit.
May I make
thing.
A suggestion?
Leave him alone at this point, Aunt Effie.
No.
Well, it just doesn't fit, I'm telling you. It makes me so
I just wanted to say I think he has it on backwards.
No.
Maybe she's right, dear.
3 o'clock. It is 3 o'clock
yes,
in the morning.
Yes, I know, dear, but try the roof some other way, not the other way. You're tired.
Tired? I'm not only tired. I am so mad at that department store.
Well,
that
I am, too. The man assured me, dear, even the manager of the toy department, and I'll certainly speak to them next week.
Next week?
Yes,
next week. I'm going to speak to them right now.
Right now?
Yes.
Oh, not right. You will not call anybody at this hour, Christmas Eve?
Yes, Christmas Eve. Now, look, I have to spend 6 hours of my Christmas Eve because that store made a mistake. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to charge them.
Charge them what?
I'm going to charge them for labor.
Oh, but, honey, don't be silly. Charge them for labor.
$2 an hour. Now, wait a minute. That's $12 they owe me. In fact, it's 11 minutes after 3, so they owe me $12.37. For which I intend to submit a bill.
Oh, now, calm down.
Well,
no store is going to pay you for assembling a dollhouse you bought there. Now, dear, please, calm down. And let's get the roof put on. Try it the other way,
Where's
dear.
The phone book?
Really, you are not going to call the manager of the store.
No, I am not. I intend to call the owner.
Oh, hush.
That is right. Your toy department assured us that this doll's house would come all assembled, all set up. No, it most certainly did not. I have spent 6 hours of my Christmas Eve putting this darn thing together. That is right. 6 hours I have spent on
honey,
this.
Really. Honey.
I think it is terrible his calling the man at this hour.
I appreciate the fact that you recognize that I have a right to be sore about it, but I want you to know that I intend to submit a bill to your store for my time. At $2 an hour, I'm charging you.
Dear.
Your store owes me $12.37 for labor charges. And I haven't even got the roof on.
Oh, really? I'm going to be ashamed to show my face in that store again.
Yes.
You know,
Piper. That is right. $12.37. What? Oh. Well, that's very nice of you, sir. Well, yes. Well, yes, it is 13 Rainbow Lane. He's sending me a check.
He is?
He's sending me a check.
What?
Yes. Well, that is certainly, look, I feel I ought to apologize for being so unpleasant about it. I mean, I guess it really is a heck of a time to call anybody, but I just got so...
Is that it?
Huh?
Well,
yeah. Well, good luck. Yes. Uh-huh. Well, Merry Christmas to you, too. Well, goodbye, sir.
What in the world did he say?
I didn't wake him up at all. He knows exactly how I feel, he says. He is putting together an indoor jungle gym that his store said was only a matter of a few nuts and bolts. He's been at it for 5 hours.
That's funny. And he's really sending you a check for $12.37?
Yeah.
Labor charge?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I was shocked that you called him, dear.
Why?
Really,
all stores want their customers to be satisfied. If your complaint is reasonable, and mine certainly was, they'll listen to you. However, I must admit, I didn't really expect him to send me a check.
No, honestly.
You know, by golly, it's a funny thing. When something nice like this happens, you think, by golly, there is a Santa Claus. You
know? Of course there is. Now, come on, get the roof straight on the dollhouse, and let's get some sleep. Betsy will probably have us up at 6.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.
Christmas Eve, 1958. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we featured a radio version of Miracle on 34th Street, directed by George Seaton. Well, as a screenwriter and director, he handled all types of pictures, even directing one of the first disaster films. It was all about a doomed airline flight, with Dean Martin as the pilot and Van Heflin as a mad bomber. Can you name that 1970 motion picture? I'll have the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com and Mantovani, the legendary composer and conductor, along with his orchestra, bring you an amazing compilation of timeless instrumental hits on 2 CDs. Enjoy this Mantovani Moon River collection of instrumental classics, such as Stranger in Paradise, Some Enchanted Evening, A Summer Place, Swedish Rhapsody, along with easy listening favorites including Love Letters, Return to Me, My Foolish Heart, and many more. Get Mantovani Moon River, a 27. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to order today and pay only $17.98. Remember, coupon code SONG77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget coupon code SONG77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
You've heard me talk about the awesome Nexit navigation app on the Check It Out show, because not only does it help you get from point A to B quickly, on the road or on foot, but it will only recommend stops along the way, like a gas station or a restaurant you want, that's on your route and not if it's behind you, even if it is a little closer, like other mapping apps might suggest that aren't intelligent enough to know that you don't want to turn around. But Nexit doesn't just save you time, it saves you money too. It will show you where the cheapest gas is. You can also specify how much you want to spend, say on a hotel, like $150 a night or less, and book it right from within the app, and you can load up your loyalty cards right within the app to get rewards. Download Nexit today for free from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. Do a search for Nexit. That's N-E-X-I-T. Or if you want to read more, head over to Nexit.app in your web browser. That's N-E-X-I-T.app.
That was your Check It Out Minute.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about director George Seaton. In 1970, he headed up a disaster film. The answer is Airport. It featured Dean Martin as the pilot and Van Heflin as a mad bomber. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and I want to remind you that you can stop by our website. It's located at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.